home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This is the first period play-by-play with Derek and Peter. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
To the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. We're inside of Scotiabank Arena in Toronto for the first of back-to-back game between the Maple Leafs and the Calgary Flames. And the puck has been dropped, and we are underway with the first period of play. The Flames with their white retro jerseys on, moving from left to right on your radios in this opening period. The Maple Leafs with their home blues from right to left. Let's now introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. They are brought to you by Alpine Credits. We'll begin with the starters for Jeff Ward's Flames at forward. Elias Lindholm between Matthew Tkachuk and Andrew Mangiapane. On defense, Mark Giordano paired up with Rasmus Anderson. And in goal, it is Dave Rittich. And starting for the Maple Leafs tonight, up front, Austin Matthews between John Tavares and Mitch Marner. An absolutely terrifying threesome for the Leafs. On the back end, Morgan Riley paired up with TJ Brody. And in net, it is Michael Hutchinson. Tonight's starting lineup's brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home? Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Flames will roll the puck into the Maple Leaf zone. Former Flame, Brody will pick it up. Back into the far corner. Sean Monahan back in the lineup after missing two games with a lower body injury, and they're on the forecheck, along with Sam Bennett, who slides up to the right side of that line with Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau to start this game. Maple Leafs will dump it down the ice. Pierre Engvall pokes it in behind the net, looking for Jimmy Vesey. And Chris Tanev takes the puck away from him and moves it up the middle to Bennett. He has it whacked off his stick, and now Noah Hanifin goes back into the Flame zone to get it. Slides it up the right wing side to Tanev. He gives it right back to Hanifin. He'll chip it off the boards to Bennett, but he beats the puck across the blue line, and the Flames go offside. The on-ice officials for this hockey game, the referees are Brad Meyer and Michael Markovic, the linesman Keel Murchison, and David Brisebois. And Jimmy Vesey gets in a collision with Sam Bennett, and he's been shaken up. It didn't look like much at all, did it?
No, it didn't. Very inconspicuous in its nature, as Sam was just offside. VC's in some real difficulty receiving some attention. Would require another look, but he's on his way to the room. So the Leafs already tonight without the likes of Thornton, Hyman, Jacob Muzzin. Now, for at least the next little while, might be without VC. Does he hit his head here? So he gets involved, takes a bump from Sam, and now he's going to make his way to the room.
Bennett looked as surprised as we did. Looked pretty perplexed over on the Flames bench. Hopefully VC's okay. Milan Lucic moved the puck out to center. William Nylander picks it up, brings it back in, and moves it up the left wing side. Alex Sparabanov playing up the far side to Nylander, who throws it right into the skates of Michael Backlund, but he can't clear it. Maple Leafs hold it in. Here's Barabanov on the far corner. They'll drop it back to Nylander. Nylander plays it left point. There's a shot by Lettinen, but that doesn't get through. And now Nylander's got it again. Play it right point. Nico Lettinen trying to get another shot through, but he can't. Mark Giordano's going to pick the puck up, bat it out of the air, but not out of the zone. But Lucic is able to kick it out to center ice. Now Backlund will push the puck into the Maple Leafs zone as both teams start to change. Just past the two-minute mark of the opening period at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. The Maple Leafs and the Calgary Flames are still scoreless. Bucket behind the net. Played back to the right point. Morgan Riley with a shot. Blocked. And now a shot off the stick of Nick Petan. Bounces wide of the net. And we've got a stoppage in play. And a faceoff coming up to David Riddick's left. Louis playing in his fourth straight game. Two starts in those four games, but four straight games for David Rittich after he only appeared in two of the first 15 games this season for the Flames. Pretty good on Friday night in his third start of the season. Stopped 23 of 25 shots in a 2-1 loss to the Oilers. And he's been pretty good against the Maple Leafs in his career as well. 2-1-0 with a 2.92 goals against average and a 9.12 save percentage.
Just made a good save on that last shift off of number 46, Mikko Lettinen, who's into the lineup because of the absence of Jacob Muzzin.
Flames get it in deep. Andrew Mangiapane, who's on a real tear right now with six goals in his last 11 games, into the forecheck, can't come up with the puck as it's cleared out to center. Wise Lindholm then grabs it and gives it away to Riley. Tied for second in the NHL in points by defense, but he's got 16 on the season. Only the Canucks' Quinn Hughes with 21 has more. Battle forward in the Flames zone. Patan will play it in behind the net. Patan will catch up to the puck in the near corner. Bounce it off Mangiapane. Not out. Now Mangiapane grabs it and reverses it back to Hanifin. Hanifin right wing side to Tanev. Bounces it off a stick, not out. Tavares holds it in and tries to drop to Matthews, who has his pocket picked by Monahan, and he'll race across the red line and into the Maple Leaf zone. Monahan to Gaudreau with a shot, and it's gobbled up by the goaltender Hutchinson, who holds on. And Austin Matthews, we know what a season he's having, Lou. On pace for 50 goals in 50 games, but he scores early in games a lot. He has scored the first goal five times this season. The Flames as a team have only done it six times.
18 goals and riding a 16-game point-scoring streak.
I think you said the pregame show that's tied for third longest in Maple Leafs franchise history.
Eddie Olczyk with an 18-game streak. And a guy by the name of Daryl Sittler with an 18-game streak. He was pretty good Leaf.
He was.
Old number 27.
And that one game with 10 points. Not a bad night.
Against Dave Reese and the Boston Bruins.
Here's Rasmus Anderson, left point. And that was shot by Mark Giordano. Goes off his own man, Monahan, in front. Bennett digging for the puck. Can't get his stick on it. But it's held at right point by Anderson. Who gives it to Johnny Gaudreau. Gaudreau trying to return the puck to Anderson, but it ends up hopping away from him. But Giordano pinches it off the left point and keeps it alive in the corner. Now Monahan bats it up to the ear boards. Anderson winds and fires a shot, and they score! Rasmus Anderson took the shot, and Sam Bennett batted the puck by Michael Hutchinson. The Flames score first for the first time in seven games. They've got a 1-0 lead.
Well, Sean Monahan with Bennett and Gaudreau have an excellent shift. On the cycle, the puck comes back to Rasmus Anderson. He lets it go. Hutchinson fights it. It was actually inadvertently tipped in front by John Tavares. And Bennett in behind the Leafs starting netminder to tap in, just his third of the year. And the Flames, for the seventh time, have the game's first goal.
And that is the type of start they were looking for and hoping for, as they try to snap a three-game losing streak versus the top team in the league. And, hey, get pucks to the net, bodies to the net. Good things tend to happen, right?
And guess which line they scored against? The Matthews line. So that is what I like to call big bucks and good whammies.
What an absolutely terrifying trio that is. With Austin Matthews between John Tavares and Mitch Marner. 33 goals and 76 points between them this season. They give up a goal here. Sam Bennett opens scoring, and it's 1-0 Flames. Now they're on the attack again. Lucic with a pass, but it's into Dylan Dubé's skates, and now Barabanov will skate the puck out to center. Moves it up the right wing side, and it's slapped in by Zach Bogosian. Nylander knocked down to the ice by Backlund, and he'll flip the puck up the far boards and out to center. Bogosian bats it back in. Yusuf Alimaki slides it right wing side to Tanev, and he'll head in behind Riddick's net, set up the breakout. Plays it up the left wing side to Gaudreau, who dances by a couple of Maple Leafs, gets across their blue line, and then has his pocket picked. Now Jason Spezza picks the puck up. Pretty good start to the season for Jason Spezza. 11 points in his first 18 games. Not bad for a 37-year-old. Racing it up the right wing side. Here comes Bennett. He cuts to the middle. Loses the puck. And now Battleson gets it back. But has a stick lifted smartly by Patan. He's going to slide it up the left wing side to Spezza. Spezza rink wide to Patan. Out in front. Riley stepping up. Couldn't get a shot off. And here comes Gaudreau quickly out to center ice. He crosses the Maple Leafs blue line. Moves it in front. Monahan a shot. And it bounces wide of the net. And now it's picked up near side by Anderson. Anderson stick handles into the corner, flips it behind the net to Gaudreau, who gives it right back to him. Anderson to the blue line to Giordano. And now right point to Anderson again. Anderson to Gaudreau, back to Anderson with a one-timer, blocked by Patan. And he comes up limping as Anderson chases the puck out to center.
After they score the goal, Jeff Ward goes right back to that Monahan line, and they almost rewarded him again.
Looks like the Flames have some swagger early in this game against the Maple Leafs. Matthew Tkachuk into the forecheck, trying to snap a long goalless drought. Did snap a five-game pointless streak with an assist in his team's 7-1 loss to the Oilers on Saturday, but goalless with three assists in his last nine games. Back into the Maple Leaf zone. Here's Travis Dermott. Out to center ice. He gets a return feed from Ilya Mikheyev. And now Nylander is going to scamper it up the left wing side and drop. Matthews with a shot, but it's blocked by Hanifin. Got to be brave to step in front of an Austin Matthews shot. Now Matthews tries to flip it out in front, maybe off the back of Riddick, but puck bounces away to the near corner.
Why not? Everything he touches goes in the back of the net. He could score from the parking lot the way he's going right now.
Leads the NHL in goals with 18, game-winning goals with 6, and is tied for the league lead in power play goals with 7. So what I'm trying to say is Austin Matthews is good at scoring goals. Here he is now as he overskates the puck. It's picked up at the blue line by Justin Hall. And he'll skip it into Flames territory, and Giordano will go back to get it. 12:45 to play in the opening period at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Sam Bennett has the game's only goal. It's the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing so far tonight. And Matthews in, trying to saucer it in front to Tavares, but there's a stick tied up, can't accept the pass. Now Mitch Marner gets pulled over from behind, and I think we've got a penalty call coming up as Marner's slow to get up.
Yeah, Marner shaken up in a collision after Joachim Nordstrom turned the puck over on the left wing boards in the Flames zone. And the Flames up one, but down one as far as men are concerned.
We'll come back with a Flames penalty kill and a Maple Leafs power play with about 10 minutes gone in the opening period at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. We're on a goal by Sam Bennett, his third of the season, 3:55 in. It is Calgary 1 and Toronto nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is the latest from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Double trouble on 16th Avenue in the Northwest. Still cleaning up a rolled over semi at 16th and Sarcy. Westbound 16th, northbound Sarcy. Very slow through the area. And there's a, quote, hazardous road condition on 16th Avenue at Valley Ridge Crestmont Boulevards. It's got the eastbound right lane closed. There's a killer pothole in there. In the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trace Ventura.
At Save-On Foods, they've got low prices every day in every aisle. This week, it's Purex bathroom tissue, 12 double rolls for just $4.89.
This is CFAC 960 AM, broadcasting from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Owned and operated by Rogers Sports and Media.
New year, next level. The season of performance continues at Silver Hill Acura with the rebel-rousing 2021 RDX. The five-passenger luxury crossover is loaded with technology, including true touchpad interface, head-up display, Apple CarPlay, and a 10.2-inch HD display with lease rates starting at 0.24%. Silver Hill Acura on McLeod Trail, one block north of Chinook Center. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and visit silverhillacura.com.
Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Sam Bennett has the game's only goal. The Flames lead the Maple Leafs 1-0, but Toronto gets the first power play of the hockey game, and one of the Flames' better penalty-killing forwards is sitting in the box. Joachim Nordstrom taking the first penalty tonight. Flames do win the defensive zone draw and shoot the puck down the ice, and they're going to have their hands full with this Maple Leafs power play, Lou, operating at 37.5%. That is tops in the National Hockey League.
2-for-6 against the Flames in the first two meetings earlier this season.
And 5 power play goals in their last 2 games. Here's Riley. Up the near side to Matthews. Back to the blue line to Riley. And now right wing side, Marner steps in and shoots, and that's off Tavares' stick and wide to the near corner. Matthews will pick it up. Center and Tavares with a shot, and it's sticked away by Riddick. And now Nylander is going to swing it back to the left point. Riley holds it in, throws it towards the net. Riddick stops the shot, and now here's Nylander again. Back to the blue line to Riley with 1:10 remaining in this power play. Goes in tight. Nylander will spin it behind the Flames net. And center it. Matthews, handcuffed as he tries shooting. Riley holds the puck in. Riley, top of the far circle to Marner. Second in the Art Ross Trophy race. Marner pulled off the puck by Lindholm. Flames have cleared up the fireboards, not out. Here's Matthews. He steps in and shoots and rips it over top of Riddick's net. Didn't miss by much. My goodness, that puck explodes off Austin Matthews' stick. Here's Matthews again, top of the near circle, stepping in, trying a toe drag, but it's off of Kanev's leg and wide of the Flames' net. 35 seconds left in this Maple Leafs power play. Riley with a shot from the left point. Sails that high and wide of the net, but Marner holds the puck in far boards.
Flames completely gassed here.
Marner back to the blue line to Riley. Returns the puck to Marner. He shoots it. That shot blocked by Giordano, and the captain finally clears it out and down the ice.
It's not hard to see why it's at 37.5%. Yikes.
Flames penalty kill at 77.1% on the season. That is 21st in the NHL. Rough night for them against the Oilers on Saturday, though. They gave up a season-high 3 power play goals. Flames third down the ice again. Maple Leafs have their second unit out there now. As the power play has come to an end, here comes Alex Kerfoot across the Flames line, but he turns it over. And now Tkachuk's going to tap the puck ahead to Bennett. He'll backhand it into the Maple Leafs zone. Tkachuk will chase it into the corner. But he's beaten there. Now Dermott moves it up to the near side. McKayev will drop it back to Engvall. He weaves his way into the Flames zone and shoots the puck in behind Riddick's net and chases after it. He's beaten there by Hanifin. Hanifin gives it to Tkachuk, but he can't clear it out. It's held along the far boards by Travis Boyd. Maple Leafs push the puck beyond the Flames net. Oliver Shillington takes over in his season debut. Moves it ahead to Monahan. He lines it across center. Fires it in. It takes a weird hop right into the slot, but they're going to scoop it up and skate it out of harm's way as Boyd, who made his Maple Leafs debut and scored in their 4-3 victory over the Flames back on January 26th. Leafs get it in deep. Here's Spezza in front. Patan centers it. Boyd with a shot. And that one goes fluttering wide of the Flames net. And now it's cleared out. And Bogosian will pick it up. Slip it up the near side to Brody. The former Flame drops it back to his partner, Bogosian, who turns it over as he is pickpocketed by Lebo. Lebo steps in and shoots. Good blocker stop by Hutchinson. You know, Josh Lebo would love to get his first goal as a Flame against his former team, the Maple Leafs. Lebo into the forecheck, playing in a line with Joakim Nordstrom and Glenn Godden, who made his NHL debut on Saturday night. And Lou, I thought he did as well as I guess you could expect a player to do in his first NHL game. That was a 7-1 loss for his team.
6-plus minutes, graded pretty well. 4 hits in the game. Did some nice things. Hard night to completely judge, but all you can do is make the best of the time that you get.
Exactly, and I think he did that. -1 and a 7-1 loss isn't so bad, right?
No, it is not. Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. Build a home that captures what's most important to your family with Shane Holmes. Love it or customize it philosophy. It's more affordable than you think.
Flames with an offensive zone draw, but Anderson can't keep the puck in. We'll have to clear it out. We'll have a late offside call, and Matthews will pick it up and back it up into his own zone to Hall. Hall up the right wing side. Marners will flip it out to center, but Flames will take over at their blue line. Here's Anderson up the right wing side. Mangiapane will chip the puck in beyond the Maple Leafs net. Lindholm will chase it. It's thrown towards the net from the far boards. Tkachuk saw that Hutchinson kind of got stuck out of his net there and just whipped the puck towards it, but unfortunately for the Flames, the Maple Leafs goaltender gets back just in time and gets a piece of the puck to knock it out of play. We'll take a break. The Flames have the only goal of this hockey game. Sam Bennett scoring his third of the season just before the 4-minute mark, and they lead the NHL leading Maple Leafs 1-0. Back with more of the first period and a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is the latest from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Double trouble on 16th Avenue in the Northwest. Still cleaning up a rolled over semi at 16th and Sarcee. Westbound 16th, northbound Sarcee. Very slow through the area. And there's a, quote, hazardous road condition on 16th Avenue at Valley Ridge Crestmont Boulevards. It's got the eastbound right lane closed. There's a killer pothole in there. In the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trace Ventura.
At Save On Foods, they've got low prices every day in every aisle. This week, it's Purex bathroom tissue. 12 double rolls for just $4.89.
When you need to borrow a ladder, or your pet runs away, or you want to get the top recommendations for local takeout food, the best people to turn to are your neighbors. Download Nextdoor, the free app with verified users in every Calgary community, keeping neighbors connected for great advice, recommendations, help, and more. Get the most out of your neighborhood with Nextdoor, connecting neighbors in communities all over Calgary. Download the app today or visit nextdoor.ca.
Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Always on your smart speaker. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Up on the scoreboard at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, it is the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Only one other game with a score in it right now. It has Dallas up 1-0 on a Blake Como goal in Florida.
Puck loose in the Maple Leaf zone. Riley will step up, pick it up, and skate it out. Crosses the Flames line and leaves it left-wing side for the captain, Tavares, who tries a shot. But gets spun off the puck by Bennett, and I think we've got a penalty call coming up here against the Flames forward.
Sam Bennett, who opened the scoring this afternoon, officially, we're not quite into the evening, with his third, sits down for holding, and for the second time in succession, the Flames find themselves killing a penalty as he wrapped John Tavares up and spun him to the ice.
The Maple Leafs 0-for-1 on the power play tonight, but their 21 power play goals this season are most in the NHL. And the first minute and a half of that first power play was absolutely terrifying. Flames win the defensive zone draw, though, and threw the puck down the ice, so a good start to this penalty kill. Powered by GSL Cadillac. It's back. Lease the 2021 Cadillac XT5 premium luxury all-wheel drive for $595 per month for 48 months only at GSL Cadillac. Matthews trying a shot, but it's off a body, over the glass, and out of play. And I think the Flames have done a pretty good job taking away Austin Matthews' shooting lane so far in this one.
Well, Elias Lindholm just did an excellent job doing exactly that. Great stick position from the Flames' most complete forward.
Here's Tavares in the near corner. As it knocked away, it bounces right out into the blue paint, and Rittich gets his glove on it and freezes the puck for a face-off.
David had to be really alert. He was not expecting the puck to come from the side of the net into the crease the way it did. 7:30 to go in this first period. Still a minute 35 remaining in the Flames' penalty.
It leaps from the offensive zone face-off. Here's Riley to Matthews. Back to Riley, and now far circle to Marner, who shoots that shot blocked by Giordano, who took it off the left hand, and he's trying to shake it off. Here's Riley, far side to Marner with a shot, and now Tavares with a shot, stop, loose puck in front, and it ends up bouncing behind the Flames' net. And now Nordstrom will give the puck to Tanev, who skips it down the ice.
What a good outlet by Joachim Nordstrom. He didn't force it on the boards and found a middle outlet for a clear.
Here comes Marner across the Flames' blue line. He saunters it right wing side to Nylander. He banks it off the end boards to Tavares. It bounces by him, but Matthews tees one up and misses the Flames' net. And he leaned into that shot, Austin Matthews did. Matthews being roughed up by Backlund and Anderson along the near boards. Fight for the puck ensues. It pops out of the pile, right into the slot. Riley shoots off the crossbar. It's loose, and Rittich keeps it out with a paddle of his goal stick.
Morgan Riley has 5 assists in the first 2 meetings of these teams. I thought it was in the net from the original look, as the one-time Moose Jaw Warrior walked right into the high slot and ripped it as the Flames failed to clear the zone with an opportunity to do so. And the Leafs were literally centimeters away from tying this game at 1 apiece.
You know,
and
they say,
Rittich just made an incredible save in looking at the rebound off of Tavares on the rebound, like highlight reel material.
He's kind of twisted around in his crease and still managed to get the paddle of his goal stick on the puck to keep it out of his net. Here comes Letton off the right wing side across center. Zigzags to the Flames' blue line and slips it near side to Kerfoot. Now it's centered in front, trying to dangle in his Boyd, but he
loses control of the puck.
Hennepin, Tanev trying to clear it out. Actually make that Giordano and Tanev paired up on this shift. As the Flames do clear it out, Lettinen brings it back in. Tanev will take it away from the near corner. Gives the puck to Lindholm. He bounces it up the near boards, not out of the zone. Maple Leafs will hold it in. They're changing in the fly here as the Flames are having trouble getting it out, but they finally send it out to center.
Well, two important kills early, and you really put your top defensive penalty-killing pair under a lot of duress early in the game, but the Flames able to get through it.
Calgary out shooting Toronto 8-5 with just over 5 minutes to play in the first period. The Flames one of the Maple Leafs nothing. Here's Hanifin with a shot, turned aside by Hutchinson. And now Gaudreau steps in and centers it. Hanifin trying to get a shot off, but he has his stick tied up by Mikheyev. Monahan will hold it in right point, at least for a moment. Now Brody clears it out. And Vesey, who left after being hit by Bennett earlier in this opening period, back on the ice, will shoot it into the Flame zone. They'll quickly come the other way with it. Gaudreau up the right wing side, tries to center it. It's roughed up by Hall in the near corner as Dermott will take over behind his net. Slides it up the right wing side. Marner will skip it across to Matthews. He drops to Tavares. Tavares behind the net to Matthews, who tries to wrap around but gets stopped by Riddick, who holds on.
Austin Matthews is just at a different level right now. Strength, speed, his ability to skate, the way he uses his body to position himself. Derek, I thought the one shot was ending up on Bay Street, which, by the way, is a street on the outside of the arena. Looked like it was going right through the building.
Well, he's the NHL's first star for last week. All he did was score 7 goals and add 5 assists for 12 points in 4 games. Other than that, he had a pretty quiet week. But the Flames have done a good job on Austin Matthews early in this game. He's been trying to shoot the puck, but they've been blocking a lot of those Austin Matthews shots. The only guy to score in this game so far, the Flames' Sam Bennett, his third of the season, as Calgary out in front of Toronto, 1-0 at Scotiabank Arena in Canada's largest city. Back to Toronto in just a moment. This is Calgary Flames hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Come with me to a little place in the sun where everything's nice. The grass always green, the trees always pristine, the paths always weed-free, all with a green drop yard maintenance guarantee.
This summer, you don't have to travel far to feel like you're traveling. Book a yardcation today at greendrop.com.
It's beautiful outside, man.
The Calgary Hitmen are back on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Catch the season debut for the Hitmen Friday, March 5th. We start the season off with a 90-minute pregame show hosted by Matt Rose and the voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl. It's been a while, but it's back. Get the story on your team in the WHL live from the 7 Chief Sportsplex on Satina Nation. Calgary Hitmen, Red Deer Rebels on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Brand new for 2021, we've partnered with Brightside by ATV. We'll bring us Flames Roundup highlights. Patty will have those twice a week on Twitter, Facebook, and our website. Flames Roundup highlights brought to you by Brightside by ATV, a new banking app to help you spend and save for what you love.
New one went up today. Encourage you to check it out. Not the best week to put a highlight package together for the Flames, but Pat managed to. Here's Mangiapane. Out to center ice ahead to Tkachuk, who crosses the red line. It dumps the puck in behind the Maple Leafs net. Lindholm in there on the forecheck for the Flames. Tkachuk as well. But Tavares picks the puck up and chips it up to your side ahead to Dermott. He skates it across center and shoots it in. Hanifin will grab it, bank it off the end boards. Pass doesn't get to Tanev though. Tavares will lock it in behind the net to Matthews. It's Hanifin and knocks him off the puck. Now Marner will swing it around to the near side. Riley, and off the left point, over skates it as the puck comes free from Mangiapane, who sends it out to center. Matthew Tkachuk has struggled in games against the Maple Leafs in its career, Lou. Just 2 points, 2 goals in 11 career games. Maybe tonight's the night for him to snap a 9-game goal to streak with what would be his 100th career National Hockey League goal. Back to the right point, held in at the line by Brody. Worms it around to the near side to Riley, whips a shot to the net, but it's blockered away by Riddick. Now Kerfoot plays it right point to Brody. Slides it across to Riley. Pass goes behind his intended target, though, and Dubé will chip it off the boards and out to center ice. It's picked up there by Barabanov, though, and he'll play it ahead to Nylander, who gives it to Kerfoot, but it's whacked away from him by Giordano. Here's Barabanov in the far corner, trying to center it, has his pass blocked, gets the puck back, and then has it kicked off his stick by Anderson as Backlund speeds out to center. Backlund leaves it behind for Lucic. Lucic trying to return the puck to Backlund, but the pass is broken up by Brody, who can't clear it out. Lamacki holds it in left point. Plays it in behind the net. Lucic can't come up with it. And it's held in right point by Shillington. Shillington to Lamacki. And now far corner to Monahan, who has some jump in his return to the lineup tonight. Monahan left point to Lamacki with a shot through some traffic, namely Bennett. But Hutchinson sees that shot, grabs it with his glove, and holds on.
Well, the Flames have received an excellent first period from the Monahan line. He has had lots of jump. He has an assist. Derek, the one thing that probably needs to turn as far as the tide for the Flames is a little more from the other groups. Now, it's been difficult in part because you've been shorthanded twice in this period, and that doesn't help your cause.
Face off to Hutchinson's right. Leafs win the defensive zone draw. Engvall. Move it across to Bogosian, who chips it off the boards to McKayev, and he'll bounce it deep into Flames territory. Shillington, such a beautiful skater, back to get it. Dangles up the right wing boards and gives it to Gaudreau. Bounces it just into the Maple Leaf zone. Bennett in there on the forecheck. Can't take it away from Dermott. He moves it across to Bogosian. Gaudreau keeping an eye on him as Flames will sneak in a change here as Dermott skates it out to center. He'll back it up to Bogosian. The third overall pick in the 2008 NHL draft. Taken behind two pretty good players in Steven Stamkos and Drew Doughty. Here's McKayev with a shot off the stick of Spezza and wide of the Flames' net. Puck held in right point, thrown towards the net. Now McKayev feeds it in front on the doorstep. Riddick robs Spezza from point-blank range. David Riddick looking extremely sharp in the first period, Lou.
That's his second superb save of this opening period.
Maple Leafs shoot it in. But the Flames will clear it out. Kachuk chips it off the boards and out to center. And now it bounces off Letnin stick and out of play as we bring you this game from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Get 0% financing, no payments until August 2021, three free payments and more during the Buyer's Market event under the Toyota Tower of Power at South Point Toyota.
David Riddick kicks the puck to the corner and it comes loose to Jason Spezza, who had a great opportunity from about 4 feet, foiled by the Flames number 33.
Great save of a guy who's only 49 points away from 1,000 in his career. Anderson holds the puck in left point for the Flames, but gives right to Nylander. He was born in Calgary when his dad Michael was playing for the Flames. Throws it down the ice, and that'll be an icing call on the Leafs with 1:07 left in the first period. Sam Bennett, the only player to tally tonight, and it's the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing.
And Nylander has been under some heat. He's 2 points in his last 5 games, in fact, make it 2 points in his last 8, not playing with his regular line mate, John Tavares, tonight because Tavares, with injuries to Thornton and Hyman, who would generally occupy time with Matthews and Marner, is up with them.
Flames with an offensive zone draw. Here's Hanifin. Right point to Tanev with a shot tip. Stopped. And Kachuk will pick up the rebound in the near corner. Moves it down to Mangiapane. Plays it left point. Hanifin with a shot, can't get it through. And now Lindholm is battling forward along the far boards, but Nylander knocks it away from him and skates it across center. Nylander trying to split the D, but it's squeezed off the puck by the combination of Hanifin and Tanev. As Kachuk will tap it ahead to Mangiapane. He gets pulled off the puck and down to the ice by Patan. We've got a penalty call coming up against the Maple Leafs, Nick Patan.
The former Portland Winterhawks star and second-round pick of the Winnipeg Jets will take a seat back in the Leafs lineup tonight, wearing number 61. And the Flames, who have killed off both Leaf power plays, will have their first opportunity. And they scored against the Oilers. And Derek, I've liked what I've seen in their last 2 games yeah. in that category. And they have Sean Monahan back in the first unit as well.
On the season, the Flames at 20.3%. That is 16th in the NHL. On the penalty kill, the Maple Leafs at 80.3%, 14th in the league. Here's a shot by Lindholm that bounces to the net and is gobbled up by Hutchinson. Michael Hutchinson certainly has been around, Lou. He has played for 12 teams in three leagues and 11 pro seasons. This is just his second appearance of this season. Gave up three goals on 37 shots in a 7-3 win versus the Senators in his only game.
He played in four playoff games in the bubble as a member of the Colorado Avalanche when they got into all kinds of goaltending injury difficulties with both Grubauer and Francois.
Here's Lindholm up the right wing side. He shoots. Hutchinson fights it off, and the Maple Leafs will clear the puck down the ice with 10 seconds to play in the opening period. Anderson hustles back to get it. Takes a pass from Rittich. Moves it ahead. Off the stick of Lindholm and deep into the Leafs zone. But that'll do it for the opening period here at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Sam Bennett playing close to home tonight. Has the game's only goal. His third of the season from Rasmus Anderson and Sean Monahan at 3:55. And it's the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing through 20 minutes tonight.
That's the pride of King City just outside of Toronto. Being Sam Bennett with his third of the year as the Flames score the game's first goal for just the seventh time this season. And I think the best part of that period outside of the goal, two things. The play of David Rittich, and against that terrifying Leafs power play, wasn't easy, but they made their way through both of them.
And the Flames outshoot the highest scoring team in the league 14-9 in the first period. They weren't perfect defensively, but anytime you can limit the Maple Leafs to 9 shots in a period, I think you're doing pretty well. The Leafs have scored 3.79 goals per game this season and have a plus 21 goal differential, which is best in the league. And Lou, they're not used to chasing games. Coming into this one, the Maple Leafs have led for a league-high 53.3% of games. So the Flames have them in a uncomfortable spot right now, although with their offensive firepower, it takes one shift for the Leafs to flip that script. We'll see if the Flames can keep it up in the second period. But before that, we head to the Iconic Studio, powered by Iconic Electric and Controls. Pat Steinberg is standing by, and we'll host our first intermission right after the break. Again, the score through 20 minutes at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Sam Bennett has the game's only goal, and it's the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're an original. You stand out. That's why you need to go to Calgary's original Infinity destination, Hyatt Infinity.
This month, receive 3 payments on the house on all 2020 and 2021 models when you lease or finance. Save up to $5,000 on the 2020 QX50 when you make a cash purchase. Or finance the 2020 QX60 for 72 months at 0.99%.
Hyatt Infinity, Heritage Meadows Road on Luxury Lane.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 1-0 on the Toronto Maple Leafs after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. And make sure to watch for the Flames Roundup twice a week online on Twitter, Facebook, and sportsnet.ca/960. Get your Flames highlights right to your device. Brought to you by Brightside by ATB, a new banking app to help you spend and save for what you love. Time for the first period summary. Just the one goal in period number one. And for the first time in 4 games, the Flames have a lead. For the first time in 7 games, they score the game's first goal.
Now Monahan bats it up to the near boards. Anderson winds and fires a shot, and they score! Rasmus Anderson took the shot, and Sam Bennett batted the puck by Michael Hutchinson. The Flames score first. For the first time in 7 games, they've got a 1-0 lead.
The puck squirts through Hutchinson, and following up on the play, there's Sam Bennett to knock in his third of the season from Rasmus Anderson and Sean Monahan at 3:55. That's Bennett's first ever goal against his hometown team. The Toronto Product scores in Toronto to make it 1-0, which is your score after one. Calgary out shooting Toronto 14-9 in the first period. The Flames not charged with a first period power play. However, they will have a minute 25 of power play time to start off period at number 2. Maple Leafs go 0-2 with their number 1 rank. power play in period number one. 1-0 Calgary after 20 minutes of play. That's your first period summary. We're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by the Toyota Tower of Power, South Point Toyota. It's time to Toyota. Get savings up to 20% on remaining 2020s and $5,000 off new 2021s at South Point Toyota. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is the radio home for the Flames in Calgary. Every game, all season. Make sure to watch for our Flames Roundup highlights twice a week, hosted by Pat Steinberg.
Kachuk to Monahan. He scores!
Look for it online on Twitter, Facebook, and our website, sportsnet.ca/960. Get your Flames highlights right to your device.
Shifley robbed by Markstrom!
Brought to you by Brightside by ATB, a new banking app to help you spend and save for what you love. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio first intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sam Bennett has the only goal, and the Flames lead the Toronto Maple Leafs 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios, Pat Steinberg along with you for Bennett, the Toronto product, his first ever goal against his hometown team. In conversation with Leafs TV right now after 20.
Sam, first time in six games you guys have scored first. What did you like about the opening 20 minutes in this one?
Yeah, well, I thought we did a good job of getting the puck deep. We were keeping it simple early and just getting it deep, working it down low, getting pucks in the net. We got a lot of shots, so that was a lot better period for our group.
What was your perspective on the goal?
I mean, it was just a heavy shot by Razzie. Puck was sitting there right in the crease, and that was probably the easiest one of my career.
What was the feel like in general for you on that line? How do you assess the opening 20 minutes alongside Johnny and Sean there?
Oh, it felt great. You know, it's always a lot of fun playing with them. Thought we built a little bit of chemistry earlier in the year, so you know, it's nice to be back with them, and we're just going to keep trying to build our chemistry.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks a lot.
Sam Bennett in conversation with Leafs TV after 20 minutes of play. He's got the only goal, and the Flames lead the Toronto Maple Leafs 1-0 in the first intermission. It's time for the Flames Time Machine now, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. And we're starting off a brand new conversation with former Flame Jim Kite, who played parts of two seasons here between 1990 and 92, just under 600 games overall in the NHL. And, of course, he made history becoming the first and to date only legally deaf player to play in the NHL. In conversation with Kelly Kirsch, here's part one of our chat with former Flame Jim Kite inside the Flames Time Machine.
Sometimes we start from your junior career and move up on these interviews. I'm going to work backwards because you've got an amazing post-hockey career, and something maybe that people don't know about you. You've worked on your education, and you are a educator at Algonquin College. Tell us about what you do post-hockey.
Well, I am currently the Dean of the School of Hospitality and Tourism at Algonquin College here in Ottawa, Ontario. For those of you out in Alberta, it would be very similar to SAIT in Calgary or NAIT in Edmonton. So that would be a comparable. We have 23,000 students at the college, and there are 3,000 students within my school.
Wow. And how did you kind of hit on that? I mean, being the dean of anything is amazing. That would have taken a lot of work and a lot of education. How did that kind of all come about?
Well, a lot of hockey players, or a lot of professional athletes for that matter, when they retire, they think that, well, I'll use hockey since that's closest to me. You know, I've been playing hockey my whole life, and competitively, and playing junior hockey, and And so when you retire, you think, well, I'm a hockey player. That's all I know. But if you take everything that you've learned to be a professional athlete, all the characteristics of focus, hard work, perseverance, you know, all the things that are required in order to be a pro athlete, and you just refocus them in another area, you should be successful in no matter what you put your mind to. So it's just a matter of not thinking that, okay, hockey was something that I did for a living, but it's not who I am. And so my hockey career was ended by a car accident. In 1997, I was playing in Kansas City, Missouri, and a car ran a stop sign, and you know, my car flipped three times, and that's what the witnesses say, and I was cut out of the car by the fire department. So I had severe post-concussion issues. So I'm glad to be here, number one, but I was on a bit of a road of recovery, and so I started to write as a form of therapy. And because I was messing up my words when I was speaking and so forth. And anyways, from a writing part of it, the Ottawa Citizen here locally found out that I was writing and asked me if I'd be interested in writing a column. So I wrote a column for the Ottawa Citizen for 4 years, and that gave me a bit of a profile. And nobody edited my work, so it was a real learning experience from that perspective. And now I was messed up for about 2 years after my car accident. I was like the fourth kid on the couch with my three children, and who were very young at the time. But I recuperated, and my wife was she believed in the better for worse side of it. It wasn't a pretty sight with me dealing with the concussions and my mood swings and everything. So. In any event, we worked our way through that, and I started writing, and then I was doing public speaking as the only deaf player to play in the National Hockey League, and talking about my brain injury, and the dean of the School of Business at Algonquin College heard me speak, and he asked me if I'd be interested in helping out with a new program. He's a new dean of the School of Business, and he thought there'd be a need for a program in sport business management, the business of sport.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I'd be interested in developing the program and being on the advisory committee. And I saw a window, you know, a tiny, tiny window, and I dove straight through. Worked 100 hours a week on the program, getting it launched and getting it approved. And so that's how I started at Algonquin. It's a postgraduate program in sport business management. And from there, I was hired without a university degree or a college diploma or college degree. And so I went back to school. And I ended up getting my master's in business administration from Roy Rhodes University, which is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And that's based in Victoria. And so that was online and then going out there for face-to-face sessions. And then they asked me if I'd be interested in going into management. And I became the academic chair for the marketing and management studies department within the School of Business. And after 7 years, I became the dean of the School of Hospitality and Tourism. So I said my 17 years in professional sport really is the hospitality business, you're in the professional sport entertainment business. And then outside of the school, I was the co-director of volunteers for the World Junior Hockey Championships that were here in Ottawa in 2009. And I was on the board for Hockey Eastern Ontario, so giving back to, which is the branch of Hockey Canada here in Eastern Ontario. So I was quite involved in the community, and I owned a restaurant called Fuddruckers in Winnipeg.
Myself.
And there's one in Calgary, but Fuddruckers in Winnipeg had myself and Dave Ellett and Angie McBain as co-investors, and that did really well. So I learned a little bit about that. So I had a rich experience in hospitality, but not as deep as some. But when you're the dean of a school, it's all about putting a team together. Unlike any, you know, just like in sport, it's about putting a team together. And my job is to get the resources in the hands of the players. In my case, it would be professors, so they can do the best job that they can.
Part one of our conversation with former Flame Jim Kite inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. We'll hear part two of that conversation coming up on Wednesday when Calgary and Toronto meet once again at Rogers Arena. We're after 20 minutes of play in Toronto. Flames up 1-0 on Sam Bennett's third of the season. Out-of-town scoreboard is coming your way next. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
During the Only Adventure sales event, find exceptional limited-time offers on Land Rover vehicles, including the legendary Defender, the dynamic Range Rover Sport, or the versatile Discovery Sport. Each one offers unrivaled performance on-road and off. For a limited time, receive finance rates as low as 0% or savings up to $5,000 on select 2020 vehicles. Book your safe, contactless appointment today at your local Land Rover authorized retailer. Hurry! Offers end March 1st. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
20 minutes of hockey is complete. This is Flames Radio First Intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Okay, Flames up 1-0 on the Toronto Maple Leafs after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Now let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Three other games underway right now. Blake Como has his first of the season. The Dallas Stars lead the Florida Panthers by a 1-0 score, while Jesper Foss has scored his first with Carolina. Hurricanes up on the Tampa Bay Lightning by a 1-0 score after 20. Curtis Lazar has his fourth of the year for Buffalo. Sabres lead the New York Islanders 1-0 in the first intermission. They're just about ready to drop the puck in St. Louis. The Blues welcome the LA Kings. 7 o'clock faceoff in Denver for a marquee matchup between Colorado and Vegas. Also at 7, Arizona at home to Anaheim, and then 8:30 tonight for the San Jose Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. That's your out-of-town scoreboard for Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Well, the Flames have a lead in a game for the first time in four tries. See if they can add to that lead in period number two, and they've got a good opportunity to start it off. They've got a $1.25 of power play time to kick off period number two. Sam Bennett has the only goal. Calgary leads Toronto 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. Derek Wills and Peter Labardi is standing by with second period play-by-play around the corner from Scotiabank Arena on a Monday night. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Bland bathroom to a beautiful oasis. Cliche kitchen to mealtime magic. Whatever your project, Envision Custom Renovations transforms your home into luxury living. Envision has been featured on HGTV's Property Brothers with Jonathan and Drew Scott. They're an approved contractor of HGTV's Brian Baumler and BBB accredited. Their amazing team cares and completes your project on time. From design to completion, trust Envision. Visit EnvisionCustomRenovations.com.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary Flames Radio. Flames Radio. On the air, online, and on the Sportsnet and Radio Player Canada mobile apps. And always on your smart speaker. Play Sportsnet 960, The Fan, Calgary. This is second period play-by-play on Sportsnet 960, The Fan, home for the Flames.
Sam Bennett has the game's only goal, his third of the season, from Rasmus Anderson and Sean Monahan, 3:55 into the first period. And it is the Flames 1 and the league-leading Maple Leafs nothing through 20 minutes. And, Lou, it wasn't perfect, but keeping the Maple Leafs off the scoreboard for a period is not a bad place to start for the Flames.
Having the lead, making someone chase you is a pretty good place to start. A lot to like. Derek, that's two first periods in a row. The result tonight much better, but let's not forget, 19-shot first period in Edmonton on Saturday night as well. And unlike Saturday night, when they were shorthanded against the league's number one power play, they were able to dodge those bullets.
Yes, well said. Weather the storm. David Rittich with a couple of incredible saves.
Boy.
If you're just joining us, we found out late this afternoon, right before our pregame show was about to start, that Jacob Markstrom was going to be out. He's day-to-day with an upper body injury. So David Rittich gets the start, and he was brilliant in the first period for the Flames. who score first for just the seventh time in 19 games this season. They are 4-1-1 when scoring first. That's the good news. The Maple Leafs are 4-1-1 when their opponent scores first, so that would be the bad news as the puck has been dropped to start the second period at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. The Flames with their retro white jerseys on, moving from right to left on your radios. The Maple Leafs with their home blues from left to right. Here comes Gaudreau across the Maple Leafs blue line. He leaves it for Monahan. He bobbles it. And now it's swatted away from Gaudreau and down the ice. Rittich out to get it in the near corner. They'll leave it in behind the net for Anderson. Anderson with the primary assist on that Bennett goal in the first period. Now has 5 points in his last six games. Flames will push the puck in behind the Maple Leafs net. Lindholm, Gaudreau, and Tkachuk chasing after it. 40 seconds remaining in a Flames power play that carries over from the first period of the second. Here come the Maple Leafs in. Mikheyev trying a shot, but it bounces over his stick. Now Mikheyev spins out of trouble in the corner. Dances in behind Riddick's net. And reverses it all the way back to his blue line to Bogosian. What an excellent penalty-killing shift by Ilya Mikheyev.
I can't believe he doesn't have more points when I've watched him this year. He had 23 and 39 games last year. He's a dangerous player.
He's back with a backhand shot, blocked away by Hutchinson. And again, if you're just joining us, we were expecting Frederick Anderson to start for the Maple Leafs tonight, but no, it's Michael Hutchinson. Here's Johnny Gaudreau with a shot into the right shoulder of the Leafs goalie, and he'll knock the puck down and cover it up for a faceoff.
Well, the Flames unable to find the mark on the power play. In fact, after a great outlet from behind the net in a two-on-two scenario, VC found Mikheyev in the Russian with great speed inside position against Sean Monahan, and Dave Rittich makes another quality stop for the Flames.
Faceoff coming up to Hutchinson's right. Maple Leafs win that defensive zone draw, and Riley gives it away to Dubé. Dubé clobbered by Riley in the far corner. Carries on anyway. Loses the puck, but Giordano finds it. Captain spins and leaves it in the near corner. Lucic centering, and Dubé can't get a stick on the puck out in front. Now Hall gives it to Tavares. Moves it up the middle to Matthews, and he'll turn back before swinging it up the left wing side to Riley. And he gives the puck to the Maple Leafs captain. Tavares with a shot, but it was fought off by Rittich. Now Backlund will grab it. Cuts up the middle, crosses the red line, and now the Maple Leafs blue line. Backlund shoots, Hutchinson the save, big rebound, but the Flames can't get to it. Now the puck's cleared out to center and fired right back in by Valimaki.
Two good chances for Michael Backlund. Good to see him pick it up here in the second period.
Comes Kerfoot in, loses the puck. Nylander finds it. It's wrapped up by Bennett along the near boards. Bennett digs the puck out of his feet, but can't clear it out. Kerfoot back to the blue line. Oh, a shot off the stick of Lettinen bounces wide to the far corner. In behind the net. Barabanov, far corner to Nylander. Left point to Lettinen. And he'll run it around to the near side. And Bogosian will step in and pick it up. Attempt a shot, but it's blocked by Monahan. The Flames can't get it out. Barabanov to the near corner. Now Kerfoot tries to go down low to Nylander. He does strip the puck away from Anderson and turn up the far side with it. Nylander back to the blue line to Lettinen. Back to Nylander. Steps into the high slot. Moves it near side to Bogosian. He shoots. Rittich the save. Bouncing puck behind him. And he falls backwards and gets his glove on it and covers for a whistle.
Zach Bogosian hasn't scored in 29 NHL games. And David Rittich literally fights that off. Now, it did go off the stick of Sam Bennett before it got to him as Bogosian sent it to the net. It hit Rittich. It hit Valimaki after it got there in behind him, and the Flames fortunate to keep the lead on that instance.
Well, Flames haven't had a lot of puck luck of late. They've had some tonight, though, that's for sure. Puck centered in front. Tavares trying a shot. Misses the net. It's held in left point by Riley. He plays it down low. It ends up bouncing along the dasher boards away from Tavares, and now Mangiapane will lift it up in the air and out to center ice.
Ice starting to tilt a little bit towards the guys in blue.
Puck bounces into the Flame zone. Hannifin slides it up to far side to Tanev. Makes a hard pass. It bounces away from Lindholm. Mangiapane picks it up, but Lindholm is stuck offside.
Andrew Mangiapane on a nice roll. He's up to 6 goals on the season. He has 5 of those in his last 9 games, including the only marker in the loss on Saturday. Just keeps on getting better.
Yep. Struggled to score to start the season. Goalless in his first 7 games, but 6 goals in 11 games since then.
He's always around it, isn't he?
He is. It was only a matter of time before he broke out of that scoring slump. Puck ends up bouncing over the glass and out of play with 16:14 left in the second period. Shots on goal, 17 for Calgary, 14 for Toronto. Sam Bennett has the game's only goal, and it's the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing. The Leafs 22-3 in their last 25 home games versus the Flames, but here's the kicker. Calgary has won their last 2 games in Toronto. And we're leading tonight.
Patty can attest to it. Seemed like they were never going to win there at one point in time. And finally, they've snapped the snide, and there's a penalty coming up.
And it'll be on the Maple Leafs, I believe.
Or
actually,
is it?
Check that. Is it on Josh Lebo? Well, Jeff Ward won't be happy about this one because Lebo takes that penalty in the offensive zone and sends the league's best power play back to work.
Lebo in the middle of the ice.
Well, he took one hand off his stick and spun Dermott. I wouldn't call it obvious, but taking a look at the slow-mo replay, one of those ones you probably don't want to tempt the officials with. Lebo doesn't get away with it. Maple Leafs to the power play for the third time tonight. They're 0-for-2, but they have had a plethora of opportunities. Flames clear it down the ice. Good start to this PK. As Riley will lead the charge. Skates it across his blue line. It drops it back to Marner. Marner, near side to Nylander. Hit knocked off the puck by Giordano, but the Flames can't clear it. Riley holds it in right point. Locks the line and slips the top of the near circle to Matthews. Matthews gives it away to Nordstrom. And now Giordano is going to chop the puck down the ice.
Good challenge by Nordstrom to be in the passing lane. Force the loose puck in the clear.
Here comes Marner. Drops it. And Tavares shoots it but misses the net. Puck bounces up the near boards. Matthews gloves it down. It's wrapped up by the Calgary captain. And Toronto can't hold it in. It's going to slide back into their zone. A minute 5 remaining in this Maple Leafs power play. Just past the 5-minute mark of the second period at Scotiabank Arena for the Flames. Have a 1-0 lead. Here's Valimaki with a short-handed shot that misses high and wide. Now Matthews will take over. Move it ahead to Riley. Glides across the red line and drops it back to the league's leading goal-getter. Matthews slides it near side to Martin. Who drops to Nylander. He'll back it up to the blue line. Gets a return feed from Lettinen. Marner, near half-boards, feeds it in front. Tavares spins and plays it left point back to Matthews. He walks into the circle and moves it down low to Nylander. 30 seconds left in the Flames' penalty now. Nylander has his pocket pick. Good work on the penalty kill by the rookie Valimaki, who shoots the puck down the ice.
Good to see Yusso with a strong effort. It was a tough night on Saturday for him and his partner, Nesterov.
Here comes Spezza. Jason Spezza at 37, the fifth oldest skater in the NHL. Gets the puck in deep. 5 seconds left in this Leafs power play. Here's Spezza, top of the near circle. Behind his back to Lettinen. Lettinen into the far circle to Kerfoot as the Flames are back to full strength. Kerfoot with a shot. It goes off the stick of Patan and bounces in behind the Flames net. Patan roughed up by Giordano. Tanev can't clear it. Shot in the far circle by Boyd. Is off a body and wide to the near quarter. Flames need to get it out and make a change here. Here's Hall across the line. Letting him with a shot. He snaps that one wide of the Flames net. But again, the Flames can't clear it. Maple Leafs get it in deep. Giordano's going to jam it out in front to Lindholm. Who glides across center and flips it ahead to Lebo. Lebo with a backhand shot. Hutchinson looked like he was way out of position there. But Lebo can't put the puck through him. Still looking for his first as a Flame. The left wing side, here's Patan with a saucer pass. Engvall with a shot, blockered away by Riddick. Now Shillington will pry the puck away from Engvall, who hooks him down to the ice and gets away with it. But Shillington gives the puck to Bennett, who shoots it right in on Hutchinson, who gets a snow job from Gaudreau as he covers up for a faceoff. And we'll take a timeout with 12:54 to play in period number two at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Sam Bennett has the game's only goal, and it's the Flames 1 and the Maple Leafs nothing. And maybe we're not heading to a break.
Should be.
Should be, but
here we go.
Now we go. Everybody seemed a little confused, and then I was confused, but for once I was right. We'll take a break. Flames 1, Maple Leafs nothing, and this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Question: who has the best available payload and available towing capacity in its class? Question: who has an optional integrated Pro Power onboard generator? Answer: the all-new 2021 F-150. That's who. Now's the time to get into this great truck. Plus, get 2.99% APR purchase financing for up to 72 months and up to $4,000 in rebates on select new 2021 F-150 Lariat models. For details, visit Ford.ca.
The Big Insiders are only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Corey Sarich, Christopher Stieg, Matt Stajan, Eric Tuhashuk, Adnan Virk, and many more. Boomer in the Morning, Hockey Central at Noon, and The Big Show have the best insiders in the business every day. And they all appear on the Sportsnet 960 The Fan guest hotline, brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar.
Now open for limited dine-in service with all safety precautions in place. Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, the best pizza, pasta, steaks, and ribs since 1975. At 6060 Memorial Drive, Northeast.
All sports, all the time. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. All sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
Following this game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save the Game. Build a home that captures what's most important to your family with Shane Holmes' Love It or Customize It philosophy. It's more affordable than you think. Visit ShaneHolmes.com. The better way to build. The Flames continuing to lead the Toronto Maple Leafs in their first of two straight in Toronto by a score of 1-0.
What a start to the season for the Maple Leafs. 30 points in their first 19 games. That is second most in franchise history. The only team that had more points in the first 19 games of the season, the 1934-1935 Leafs. They had 31, so this has been an incredible start. Here's Monahan in the far corner, twisting and turning. He drops the puck to Gaudreau, turns back to the Maple Leafs blue line and drops Monahan. Far circle, Hanifin shoots and rips it just wide of the net. And now Engvall tries to clear but can't. Bennett and Gaudreau hold the puck in, at least for a moment, as now Dermott sends it out to center. Puck is backhanded in by Vesey. His father, Jim, played 15 career NHL games with the Blues and the Bruins and has been an amateur scout with the Maple Leafs since 2015. Puck cleared up the near boards and out. Hall, who played in his 100th career NHL game on Saturday, has sent it out to center. Here comes Engvall. Stick handling it across the blue line. He throws the puck into the far corner. Chasing after it is Mikheyev, who one-hands a shot right in on Riddick, who will hold on.
Mentioned Mikheyev. So far this year, the 26-year-old Russian has 2 goals, 3 assists for 5 points. He's 26 years of age, coming off a 23-point in 39-game season in 2019-2020. Remember, he had that hand-wrist injury that kept him out for a long time. The Leafs, to their credit, a lot of focus on the big boys, but they've done a really nice job finding people and developing people as well.
Brody with a shot stopped by Riddick. Loose puck, and Tavares can't jam the puck past the down-and-out Flames goaltender. Another close call, though. Here's Giordano behind the net. Gives the puck to Anderson near corner. He returns it to Giordano, who drops it back to Anderson. And he slides it up the left wing side. That's a blueprint breakout by the Flames, who bring it into the Maple Leaf zone, and Dubé will take over in behind the net. Dubé bumped off the puck as Tavares takes over, but Backlund is spilled out in front. We've got a penalty call coming up against the Leafs.
Veteran referee Brad Meyer, who lives in Calgary, hails from Saskatoon, calls the tripping call on Mitchell Marner versus Michael Backlund, and for the second time in the contest, the Flames an opportunity on the power play.
Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews combined for 15 points, 6 goals and 9 assists in the Maple Leafs' last 2 games, so the Flames doing a good job keeping those two off the score sheet so far tonight. as the Flames head to their second power play, trying to take a 2-0 lead. Into the faceoff, Gaudreau plays it right point. Lindholm shoots, looking for Kachuk's stick, but he just misses. Jacob Spezza the other way. The Leafs have a 2-on-1. Spezza in, shoots, and Riddick makes a good glove save.
Johnny Gaudreau not strong enough on the left wing boards after the Lindholm shot. Karam there, and it directly led to a 2-on-1 for the Toronto Maple Leafs. As Gaudreau couldn't track it down, he had his stick chopped out of his hands, and he was upset. Spezza moved in, and David said, "Not tonight." No, 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 no. Patty was pointing, so I had to give it to him.
Another big save by Dave. Maple Leafs put an offensive zone draw with a minute 45 left in this Flames power play. Now Gaudreau will slide it up the fireboards to Lindholm, who moves it rink wide to Monahan. He'll drop it off to Gaudreau. He crosses the red line, and now the Maple Leafs blue line, gives it to Monahan, who tries to leave it for Anderson. Puck poked away, and now a 2-on-0. Kerfoot to Mikheyev, who shoots and is stopped by Riddick, who just got a piece of the puck.
Boy, the Flames have given up 4 shorthanded goals this year, and there's 2 elite chances on this power play alone.
Yeah, most shorthanded goals against in the league. Here's Monahan to Lindholm, who taps the puck left point to Giordano. He gives it to Gaudreau, gives it back to the captain, who shoots, and they score! Mark Giordano took the shot, and Matthew Tkachuk tipped the puck into the Maple Leafs net. His 100th career NHL goal makes it 2-0 Flames.
Now, if it stands, the Leafs feel like it might have been tipped in with a high stick. I heard TJ Brody say high stick after it goes in. So after David Riddick makes 2 great shorthanded saves, the Flames enter the zone, and this is going to count. There's no way that's a high stick upon further review. Great redirect by Matthew. You mentioned the 100, his first since February 2nd, and it's 2-0 Calgary.
Big goal for the Flames. Gives them a little bit of breathing room. Battle for the puck beyond the Maple Leafs net. Brody being worked over by Backlund. They'll push the puck into the near quarter, and Lettinen will clear it out to center. Tanev takes over and swings it up the right wing side to Lucic, who crosses the Maple Leafs line with it. Rims it around to the near boards to Dubé. He plays it in behind the net. Bounces up the far side to Tanev, who plays it down low to Backlund. He lets it slide by to Dubé in the near corner. Dubé will flip it into the far corner. Backlund catches up to the puck. He drops it off to Dubé. Spins, centers. Lucic on the doorstep is robbed. What a save by Hutchinson. Well, we've got a penalty call coming up.
Excellent cycle work down low. Best shift of the game from the Backlund line. Lucic robbed, but he was pulled down in the process. So the Flames, who just connected on the power play, have a 2-0 lead, and they're headed back there when we return.
What an opportunity for the Flames, trying to snap a 3-game losing streak and stop the bleeding and silence the critics. Trying to do a lot of things tonight. So far, so good against the first overall Maple Leafs. It is Calgary 2 and Toronto nothing. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your home is where your family lives, grows, and feels safe. It should be designed and built to perfectly suit you.
With Shane Holmes' love it or customize it philosophy, you can build a home that captures what's most important to your family.
Shane Holmes is built for change, from adding an extra bedroom for the in-laws to creating the perfect home office. And customization is more affordable than you think.
Build today in Calgary and Airdrie. Shane Holmes, the better way to build. Learn more at shaneholmes.com.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere. Calgary Flames hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Up on the scoreboard at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto on a first period goal by Sam Bennett and a second period power play goal by Matthew Tkachuk, the 100th of his NHL career. It is the Flames 2 and the Maple Leafs nothing. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
Here's what's underway right now, midway through the second. Stars Panthers tied 1-1, while the Lightning have a 2-1 lead on Carolina midway through the second. Late second period, Islanders Sabres tied 1-1, and midway through the first, scoreless between Los Angeles and St. Louis.
Lou, the Flames 1-for-2 on the power play, heading to the power play for the third time tonight with a chance to take a 3-0 lead against the league-leading Maple Leafs here. Won the draw, and Anderson tries a shot that misses the net. Now it's rimmed around to the near side to Gaudreau. Gaudreau trying to go rink wide, bounces it across to Lindholm, who sets up far halfboards as Flames get organized here. Lindholm, right point to Anderson. Back to Lindholm, who steps in and drops it. Anderson shoots it. Loose puck. Monahan and Tkachuk trying to find it. Can't. Now Tkachuk's got it. Gives it to Lindholm on the far corner. He'll back it up to the right point to Anderson. Anderson, far halfboards to Lindholm. Protecting the puck from Spezza. Gets knocked out of the ice. Wants a penalty call, won't get one. As the Maple Leafs skated out to center. Here comes Spezza in. Spezza with a shot, a weak one. It slides wide of the Flames net. Minute 15 remaining in the Maple Leafs penalty as Monahan crosses the blue line. Tries to get it in deep, but can't. Tkachuk will hold it in left point. Bounce it off the stick of Lindholm, but Gaudreau can't corral it in the near corner. And the Leafs will bump the puck down the ice again.
You can see that goal. Great retrieval by Tkachuk getting to the front of the net. Always helps.
He's back with the Maple Leafs line. He's turned back, but he'll hold it in and drop it. Giordano winds and fires a shot off the tip of Hutchinson's trapper. Now Lindholm, right point to Backlund. Backlund with a shot. And that one's off Lucic's stick and wide. Now Giordano, rim it around to the far side. Dubé spins, centers, Mascherpani. They drop to Backlund. He plays it near boards to Giordano, who shoots, and that's right into the gut of the goaltender. And Hutchinson will hold on. And Lou, if you travel back to October 14th of 2006, Mark Giordano scored his first two NHL goals against the Maple Leafs in this very building.
Has a power play assist tonight, and the Flames second unit with a good shooting mentality. And they tested Michael Hutchinson a couple of times.
Faceoff coming up to Hutchinson's right. In case you're just joining us, maybe on the drive home tonight, we were expecting Jacob Markstrom and Frederik Andersen to start this game for the Flames and the Maple Leafs, respectively. Learned late this afternoon that Markstrom is day-to-day with an upper body injury, and Andersen, who with 16 starts has played more than any goaltender in the NHL this season, gets the night off. So it's Rittich, who's been terrific, versus Hutchinson tonight. Lock in the Maple Leafs zone. Flames in there aggressively on the forecheck. Dubé digs it out. Lucic centers. Mascherpani shoots. Good left shoulder save by Hutchinson. Boy, the Flames are feeling it right now, Lou.
Well, they have the Leafs on the run. If you could ever get the third one, you could put this high-scoring group in a lot of trouble.
Haven't been behind very much this season. Although, with their firepower, they certainly do have the ability to battle back. The Leafs are without Muzzin, Hyman, Simmons, and Thornton tonight, though. Makes it a little bit harder. Flames get the puck in deep. Tkachuk with a big body check. Knocks it loose for Lindholm. Benetton out there digging forward on the forecheck. Can't come up with it. As Riley will pick it up, turn up the right wing side, and send a pass out to center. Tavares hammered by Tkachuk with a big open ice body check. That is the Matthew Tkachuk that Flames fans know and love. Tkachuk will move it ahead to Anderson. Anderson protecting the puck from Marner. A one-handed in is across the center. And Bennett will go flying into the forecheck and run Riley heavily into the end boards. Bennett all over Riley in the forecheck. And now back them to make that. Gaudreau comes flying in. Gaudreau wrapped up by Dermott. Puck will pop free for Marner, who has an NHL high plus 17 rating this season. Marner gets it in deep. Panov and Giordano back to get it. Able to wrestle on the way from Marner and Matthews. Lebo trying to clear it out for the Flames. Can't, as Kerfoot steals the puck from him. Kerfoot will lug it in beyond the Flames net and drop it to Marner. Marner tries to feed it in front to Matthews, but whiffs on the pass. And now Tanev will nudge the puck into the near quarter to Giordano. He lifts it up in the air and down the ice. Lebo chasing after it, knocks it down and drops it. Gaudreau trying to find Monahan coming in late, but the pass is about a foot too far. And the Maple Leafs the other way. Kerfoot up the left wing side. Penalty call coming up against the Flames as Hanifin touches the puck. Maple Leafs down by two on the scoreboard. Will be up by one on the ice for the fourth time tonight when we come back. On goals by Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk, it is the Flames 2 and the Maple Leafs nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere. Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Join us every day for Hockey Central at noon, at least Monday through Friday at 12 noon. And Friday's always a little special, and it's special for you, the listener. It's Lou's mailbag. It's back for another year. Visit sportsnet.ca/960 to submit your question. Then tune in Fridays, and if we answer your question, you'll receive a delicious $100 gift card from our friends at Bruce Chris Steakhouse.
Maybe we can talk them into delivering some food to our humble abode here inside of the City TV building in downtown
Calgary.
It's
happened before. We had an unbelievable sweet potato casserole.
That's right.
Delivery to the Hot Stove Lounge.
I'm not sure it fits into Pat's meal plan, but
no.
More for us.
True. Thanks.
Well, the Maple Leafs about to head to the power play for the fourth time tonight. Flames on the penalty kill again, powered by GSL Cadillac. It's back. Lease the 2021 Cadillac XT5 Premium Luxury All-Wheel Drive for $595 per month for 48 months from Lou's friends at GSL Cadillac. Leafs trying to make it a one-goal game again. Here's Marner, right point. Walks up the near boards, gets spun out of the ice by Lindholm. Now it bounces up in the air, and
is there an Elias Lindholm penalty here?
Yes, there is. Shaking his head as he makes his way to the penalty box, and the Maple Leafs are going to have a lengthy 5-on-3 two-man advantage with a chance to make it 2-1 and maybe even tie it if they score 5-on-3 and then 5-on-4.
Well, Johnny Gaudreau in the penalty box at the end of a late shift, he put his stick into the skates of Nylander trying to hold him up a little bit, and
that's tough.
That's tough when you're a man down on Lindholm who knocked down Mitch Marner.
Kind of pushed him into the boards. Well, this should be interesting. 5-on-3 for the league's best power players. Matthews to Riley. Top of the far circle to Marner. It goes down low to Nylander. Nylander to Riley with a shot, and it's blocked by Giordano. Here's Marner in the far circle. They'll bounce it off the end boards and into the near corner to Matthews, who gives it to Nylander. He'll move it out in front. Marner drops to Riley. They're going to swap spots. Riley, top of the circle, back to the blue line. Marner with a shot that pinballs to the net, and Riddick kicks it aside. Riley will take over at the blue line again. Riley into the high slot to Matthews. Back to Riley with a shot that he hammers wide of the Flames net. And the puck will ricochet off the inboards and slide all the way down the ice.
Giordano might have got a piece of that again, and he's had a boatload of blocks already tonight.
Here comes Tavares, and up the left wing side. The Maple Leafs captain will stop and drop to Marner. Plays it to the blue line to Matthews. Matthews into the far corner. Pass into the skates of Nylander, though, and the Flames will pick the loose puck up and dump it down the ice. Other than all the talent they can put out there with their first unit, Lou, the other thing that jumps out to me about the Leafs' power play is how they move everybody around. They're never stationary. Here's Matthews in the high slot. Down low, try to jam it in. Nylander is stopped by Riddick.
Another special save by David Riddick on the down low into the crease feed for the Leafs number 88.
The Gaudreau penalty has come to an end. Maple Leafs with a 5-on-4 power play for the next 20 seconds. This would be a huge kill if the Flames can get through it. Here's Spezza far boards. Spins and leaves at left point. Lettinen walks the line. And gives the puck back to Spetz, who steps in and shoots. Rittich to save. Big rebound. They jab away. And Rittich is able to cover.
Well, David Rittich, a surprise starter tonight with the late afternoon injury news on Jacob Markstrom. But you can just not ask for any more from David Rittich, who is having an outstanding game as the Flames are seconds away from killing off this long two-man disadvantage.
It's Calgary 2 and Toronto nothing in the second period at Scotiabank Arena. Back to the blue line. Lettinen. Right point to Brody. Back to Lettinen. He shoots. Rittich grabs that shot with his glove and holds on. And that'll do it for the two Maple Leafs power plays. Doing some quick math, I believe a 1 minute and 36 second long 5-on-3 power play for the Leafs, who have the NHL's top power play percentage. And Lou, the Flames get through it.
It is not a good recipe to take five minors against the Maple Leafs in a lengthy two-man disadvantage, but they do fight their way through it. Now, can you build some momentum from it and spend some time at the other end of the building?
I wonder if the Maple Leafs might be getting frustrated at this point in time. They're so used to scoring easily, but not tonight. Not against the Flames, at least not yet. McGabe will chip the puck passionately to catch up to it in the far corner. Gets bumped by Hanifin. Moves it down low to Engvall. Engvall back to McGabe. McGabe turns the puck to Engvall, who takes it in behind the net and centers it on the doorstep. VC gets stopped by Rittich. Here's Engvall in the near circle, trying a shot but it's off a skate and ricochets in behind the net. VC will scoop it up in the far corner. Spin, move it down low. McGabe protecting the puck from Hanifin. They'll play it left point. Now it's slid across the line. Bogosian a shot, bouncing puck in front. And Mangiapane will move it ahead to Tkachuk. He lifts it up in the air and into the Maple Leafs zone as the Flames dodge a few more bullets. And the Maple Leafs right back in with it. Off the left wing side. A shot off the stick of Barabanov is blockered away by Rittich. And now Bennett, who scored the game's opening goal, will skate at the center, dodge a body check from Dermott, and dump the puck in.
Flames wanted an interference call on that hit from Dermott. The whole bench exploded.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Monahan deep in his own zone. He'll bounce it up the near boards to Bennett. He lifts it high in the air. Out to center ice. It'll bounce into the Maple Leaf zone. Gaudreau trying to get there. Gets interfered with by Dermott, who stiff arms him down to the ice. And that will be a penalty on the Maple Leafs. And the Flames are going to head to the power play for the fourth time tonight.
Well, lots of penalties being called in this game as the Leafs are 0 for 5. The Flames are 1 for 3. And about to go back to the power play. What a chance again for the Flames to expand this lead. Let's be frank. No lead against the Toronto Maple Leafs feels very safe. Another great stop by Rittich in tight on that last Leafs possession off Jimmy Vesey.
Faceoff coming up to Hutchinson's right. Flames will start with their first power play unit. Monahan, Lindholm, Gaudreau, and Tkachuk, and four forwards. Anderson, the one defenseman. They win the draw. Gaudreau trying a shot, fans on it, gets the puck back. He slides it up the fireboards to Lindholm. Lindholm walks into the corner and drops to Monahan. Monahan, twisting and turning, will play it right point to Anderson. He whips it across to Gaudreau. He'll knock it into the near corner to Tkachuk. Tkachuk wrapped up by his former teammate Brody. Puck pops free, and Spezza will make a good outlet pass ahead to the old Flames defenseman Brody. And he'll lift it up in the air and down the ice with a minute 27 left in this Maple Leafs penalty and a minute 9 to play in the second period. And on a first period goal by Bennett, at a second period goal by Tkachuk, his 100th as an NHLer. It's the Flames 2 and the Maple Leafs nothing tonight. Gaudreau cross-checked down to the ice violently by Hall. Flames hold the puck in though. Here's Lindholm. Right point to Anderson. He'll rim it around to the near boards to Gaudreau. He keeps it in left point. He gives it to Monahan in the near corner. Monahan behind the net to Tkachuk. Tkachuk will saucer a pass to Lindholm, who drops. Anderson shoots, and he's stopped by Hutchinson. And on Mikheyev, will slap the puck down the ice.
Well, the Leafs have had two or three great shorthanded chances, too, in this period. That's a good blast with traffic from Anderson, who's looked very comfortable the last couple of games running this power play again.
Riddick will stop it behind his net. 15 seconds to play in the second period. Giordano bounces it off Backlund's skate to Mangiapane, who plays it rink wide. His pass a bit too far for Dubé to reach, though. And now Giordano will take over in his own territory. Takes a look at the clock. Moves it ahead to Dubé, who steps in. Dubé, a backhand that flutters wide of the Maple Leafs net. Pretty good chance for the Flames right before the buzzer. They don't score, but got to be feeling pretty good about themselves following 40 minutes tonight. On a first period goal by Sam Bennett and a second period power play goal by Matthew Tkachuk, the Flames, who are trying to snap a three-game losing streak, lead the league-leading Maple Leafs 2-0 through two periods of play at Scotiabank Arena.
And they've killed off five Leaf power plays, a power play that entered the eve operating at 37.5%, including a lengthy minute and a half two-man advantage for Toronto. During every Flames regular season game, you can participate in the RE/MAX Calgary Flames Foundation 50-50 draw. Tickets available at flames.com/50-50 until 10 o'clock every game day for a chance to win, well, large, and support the great work being done by the Flames Foundation. Visit calgaryflames.com/50-50 now.
And the jackpot. Almost 100 grand, $98,745 so far. So be sure to get in on that. We are in the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. And a reminder that the Buyer's Market event is on now under the Toyota Tower of Power at South Point Toyota. Get savings of up to 20% on remaining 2020s and $5,000 off new 2021s, only for my friends at South Point Toyota. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing by in the Iconic studio, powered by Iconic Electric and Controls, and we'll host our second intermission right after the break. Great start for the Flames in game two of their six-game road trip and the first of back-to-back against the Maple Leafs. Through two periods of play at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, Calgary has a 2-0 lead. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Alpine Credits.
Hi, I need a debt consolidation loan. Yes, I do.
You're a clown.
Yeah, and people don't take me seriously.
Well, I do. Do you own your own home?
I sure rootin'ly tootin'ly doobly do.
Okay, approved.
What a huge relief.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved. Even if your name is Bobo, Knickknack Sparkles, or your nose does this. Alpine Credits.
Some conditions apply.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames up 2-0 on the Toronto Maple Leafs after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the second period summary as the Flames have the only goal of period number one. It came early. Sam Bennett gets his third of the season from Rasmus Anderson and Sean Monahan. They made it 1-0 at 3:55 of period number one. Off to the second period we go, and the Flames on the power play. Toronto had two great opportunities to tie the game. They don't, and then Calgary re-enters the zone with an opportunity for a 2-0 lead.
He gives it to Gaudreau, gives it back to the captain, who shoots, and they score! Mark Giordano took the shot, and Matthew Tkachuk tipped the pocket of the Maple Leafs net. His 100th career NHL goal makes it 2-0 Flames.
Number 100 for Matthew Tkachuk also snaps a 9-game goalless drought for him. Kachuk's 6th from Mark Giordano and Johnny Gaudreau at 9:28. So a power play goal has the Flames up by a pair after 40 minutes of play. Maple Leafs outshoot the Flames 17-12 in the second period. Shots are now even at 26 apiece. Calgary 1-for-3 on the power play in the second. They're 1-for-3 tonight. They've also got 15 seconds of power play time carrying over into period at number 3. Toronto 0-for-3 on the power play in the second. They are 0-for-5 tonight. And it's Calgary 2, Toronto nothing after 40 minutes of play. That's your second period summary. We're live in the broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. It's time to Toyota. Get 0% financing, no payments until September 2021, 3 free payments, and more under the Toyota Tower of Power, South Point Toyota. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
During the Only Adventure sales event, find exceptional limited-time offers on Land Rover vehicles, including the legendary Defender, the dynamic Range Rover Sport, or the versatile Discovery Sport. Each one offers unrivaled performance on-road and off. For a limited time, receive finance rates as low as 0% or savings up to $5,000 on select 2020 vehicles. Book your safe, contactless appointment today at your local Land Rover authorized retailer. Hurry! Offers end March 1st. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sam Bennett in the first, Matthew Tkachuk in the second. Flames up 2-0 in Toronto after 40 minutes of play. As we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios, Pat Steinberg along with you. Well, we know that things are not great surrounding the Calgary Flames right now, and what happens if they don't turn it around? So far, so good in Toronto tonight, up 2-0. But maybe bigger picture. Here's Elliot Friedman, who joined us a little earlier today. Our NHL insider from Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada gave us a thought as to what might be coming down the pipe for this Flames team.
I just don't know how it's going to be possible. Like, there's nothing in the hopper right now, like, as I can tell. And, you know, we've talked about this before. Your GM is a guy who's active. He likes to make calls. He keeps in contact with the league. I think he's one of the most active GMs in the league when it comes to making calls. I think he really tried to be in on Dubois. And I think whenever there's somebody out there who's got a name, I think he's involved. I don't see anything imminent, but I think he's got his lines out there. I mean, we all know he's talked about Bennett. You heard what Eric had to say last week on the Flames regional show. And I think he's just thrown lines out there and said, okay, what about this possibility or this possibility? It's just the way he works. You know, I do think we're getting to the point where we're going to have to talk about the future of this group. I don't think there's anything imminent. And, you know, we'll see where we go. To make a big trade right now, it's so hard because of the border. And are you sending a guy to another team in the country? Like I said, I think there's some big questions being raised here, but I don't get the sense that there's anything dropping on our lap right away.
What's your sense? People in this city are calling for changes at the top of the general manager or with this coaching staff. What's your sense in that regard?
You just hired the coach.
Yep.
I guess, but. You know, first of all, where are you going if you're doing that?
Yeah, I don't know, like that.
Like to me, the question always is, if you're firing a coach, okay, what's the alternative? So what are you doing? Who are you going to get? How many times have we said that before? Like, you know, there's been, you know, when... Like there was Bob Hartley, who was really tough on the players. And then there was Glenn Gullitson, who had more of the velvet glove. And then you went to Bill Peters, who had a very tough reputation. And they, you know, obviously everything that happened and he was gone. And then you go to Jeff Ward, and, you know, Ward, I think he doesn't have like the Grim Reaper reputation. I think he tries to be really fair. I mean, you've had coaches of all different philosophies here. You know, are you sure that if you make the change, it's going to be any different?
Mm-hmm.
Like here's the thing too. Also, let's look at this. If you want to change the coach, okay? I mean, let's just say for argument's sake, it's someone who's there like Ryan Huska. Okay. First of all, are you putting him in a position to be successful? And secondly, you know, if it's not someone who's already there, you know, if it's someone who's based in the States, you're going to bring them up to quarantine for 2 weeks and then make your change? I don't know. I mean, he just got the job. I don't know. I mean, anything can happen that really doesn't make any sense to me. I think sometimes this sport, it's always like the easiest thing is just fire the coach, just do it. And I just because it's the easiest thing doesn't mean it's always the right thing. I think the other thing too is that, you know, like I said, I don't know how easy a search it is to do right now.
That is Elliot Friedman in conversation a little earlier today on the big show on the future of the Calgary Flames. As it stands right now, though, so far so good tonight in Toronto. They're up 2-0 on the Maple Leafs after 40 minutes of play. Goals from Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk. We know how high-powered this Leafs offense is, though, so never out of the woods against them after 40 minutes of play. Here's Maple Leafs captain John Tavares in conversation with Leafs TV.
John, you spoke this morning about the chemistry between Austin and Mitch and how good it was. What's the feel been like for you when you've been out there with him tonight?
Well, I think it's been good. Obviously, you know, the type of players they are and what they're doing speaks for itself. So just trying to assert my game and compliment those guys. I've gotten some looks. Obviously, just got to find a way to break through.
The referees seem to be a bit whistle-happy tonight. If you get another power play in the third period, what are you looking for to cash?
Yeah, I think, you know, the last couple we just weren't as crisp with some of our execution and our passing and with their pressure, you know, two good passes, winning battles, really can get you some open looks, and we just weren't as sharp. We had a couple good shots in the 5-on-3, but obviously we got to find a way to cash in there. So I think just get back to what we did on the first couple we had. It led to some good looks and some good momentum.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
John Tavares, captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, after 40 minutes of play. They trail the Flames, though, 2-0 in the second intermission. Hey, make sure to watch for the Flames Roundup twice a week online on Twitter, Facebook, and sportsnet.ca/960. Get your Flames highlights right to your device. Brought to you by Brightside by ATB, a new banking app to help you spend and save for what you love. 2-0 Calgary after 40. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Well, Calgary, we're not back to normal yet, but with everyone's hard work, we're headed in the right direction. Treat yourself to some home relaxation and you time with Paradise Bay Hot Tubs. They have an awesome selection of hot tubs, swim spas, and more because don't you deserve to be pampered? Visit them online to view their inventory and stock up on supplies with contact-free delivery still available. Life is better in a Paradise Bay Hot Tub at the corner of Deerfoot and Glenmore or at GoParadiseBay.com.
Two periods are complete. Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The second period intermission is on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. And always on your smart speaker, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
All right, Flames up 2-0 on Toronto after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to our Sportsnet 960 downtown studios. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time for the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. And we've got a 2-1 Florida Panthers lead on Dallas after 40 minutes of play, thanks in large part to 29 second-period shots for Florida. They got goals from Aaron Ekblad and Keith Yandel to break through. Blake Como had a first-period goal for Dallas. So Panthers red-hot lead the Stars 2-1 after 40. Marquee matchup in Raleigh between the Hurricanes and the Tampa Bay Lightning tied 2-2 after 40. Jesper Faust has his first two as a member of the Hurricanes. Stamkos and Hedman have goals for Tampa. They're after 40 minutes of play in New York. Islanders get a second period goal from Anders Lee to cancel out a Curtis Lazar goal in the first for the Sabres. Those two teams tied 1-1 after two. After 20 minutes of play, Gabe Vilardi has his fifth of the season. LA Kings up on the St. Louis Blues, 1-0 after 20. Still to come, they're just a few minutes away from puck drop in Denver. Avalanche will welcome the Vegas Golden Knights. Also at the top of the hour, Arizona at home to Anaheim. Only one late start tonight. It comes in San Jose when the Sharks host the Minnesota Wild. That's your out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. When you're thinking renovation, call the experts that have worked with HGTV's Jonathan and Drew Scott on the Property Brothers. For more information, check them out at EnvisionCustomRenovations.com. Flames have got a 2-0 lead in a huge game and an opportunity to come away with a really big and impressive victory. Can they close it out? We will find out in just minutes. Goals from Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk have them up 2-0 on the number one overall Toronto Maple Leafs. Big third period coming your way next. Derek Wills, Peter Labardi is standing by. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Question: who has the best available payload and available towing capacity in its class? Question: who has an optional integrated Pro Power onboard generator? Answer: the all-new 2021 F-150. That's who. Now's the time to get into this great truck. Plus, get 2.99% APR purchase financing for up to 72 months and up to $4,000 in rebates on select new 2021 F-150 Lariat models. For details, visit Ford.ca.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal taste. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere.
You're an original. You stand out. That's why you need to go to Calgary's original Infinity destination, Hyatt Infinity.
This month, receive three payments on the house on all 2020 and 2021 models when you lease or finance. Save up to $5,000 on the 2020 QX50 when you make a cash purchase. Or finance the 2020 QX60 for 72 months at 0.99%.
Hyatt Infinity, Heritage Meadows Road on Luxury Lane.
This is CFAC 960 AM, broadcasting from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Owned and operated by Rogers Sports and Media. The third period of Calgary Flames radio starts now. Here is Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sam Bennett scored in the first. Matthew Tkachuk with his 100th career NHL goal on the power play in the second, and following 40 minutes at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, it is the Flames 2 and the highest scoring team in the league and the NHL leading Maple Leafs nothing. Lou, the Flames have dodged some bullets tonight, but they've been able to keep the Leafs off the scoreboard in two periods of play. What are you looking for in the third?
More of the same in a lot of ways, except for one thing, Derek. Do not tempt any more fate by sitting in the penalty box. The Leafs, with the potent top-ranked power play in the league, coming in at 37.5%, is 0 for 5, including a miss on a lengthy minute 36 two-man advantage. The Flames' compete has been really good tonight. They've won a lot of battles. Their power play has scored a goal and has had some other good opportunities. I've liked a lot of things that I've seen from the guys in the white and red. Chance here to drive a stake and get your team out of this abyss that they've been in for a week.
Well said. And the Flames will have a power play to start the third period. 16 seconds left in a penalty that carries over from the second, so we'll see if they can add to their lead. Flames are a perfect 6-0-0 when leading through two periods of play this season. And in game number 20, this is just the second time the Maple Leafs have trailed following 40 minutes this season. They are 0-2-0, but if there's any team that can battle back, it is the Leafs. There's no doubt about that. Lead the league with 3.79 goals per game. But still looking for the first tonight. In this third period, the Flames with their white retro jerseys on will move from left to right on your radios. The Maple Leafs with their home blues from right to left. As Lindholm lines up for the opening faceoff versus Kerfoot. Lindholm wins it. Flames have done a good job winning power play faceoffs tonight, Lou.
It's always really, really important, especially when they start in the offensive zone.
Well, we'll bounce it off the Tkachuk stick and in behind the net. There's a popping out in front, but the Maple Leafs will fire it down the ice, and that'll do it for the Flames' power play. Anderson skates it up the right wing side, plays it just into the Maple Leaf zone. And now Lindholm will pick it up for the Flames, step in and shoot off the blocker of Hutchinson, and ends up ricocheting over the glass and out of play 36 seconds into the third period.
Well, the Flames win the draw. They get the puck in. to close out that short remaining power play time. Another opportunity. Good shot on goal from Elias Lindholm, who has already played more than 17 minutes and has won 12 of his 16 faceoffs tonight.
Wow. Faceoff coming up to Hutchinson's left. Backlund wins it. Dubé spins and shoots. That shot gets knocked down in the slot. Now Backlund has it in the near corner for the Flames. Take it off the end boards and into the far corner. Dubé and Nylander collide. Now Tavares comes in and digs the puck free and leaves it for Riley. Bounces it off Nylander and ends up hopping right back into the Maple Leaf zone.
Leafs with the change. They've put Tavares and Nylander back together. Earlier in the game, they loaded up with Tavares on the left side of Matthews and Marner. So there's an adjustment for Sheldon Keefe to start this third period with his team down by two. Shots on goal, even Steven, 26-26.
Faceoff to Hutchinson's right. Monahan wins it to Gaudreau. Throws it in behind the Maple Leafs net. Anderson pinches it off the right point. Bounces it off a skate right into the slot, but Nylander's there to pick the puck up, and he'll lunk it out to center. Nylander, left wing side. Barabanov shoots off the goalpost. Pretty good chances from the fourth line tonight, as Leafs get a weak shot away, sticked and then covered by Riddick.
Well, Barabanov moved up with Nylander and Tavares, and the 26-year-old Russian absolutely delivers a rocket of a wrist shot that he sent over the shoulder. Actually, it goes off David's mask and then hits the crossbar and stays out.
Well, that's using your head to make a save. Barabanov, a two-time Gagarin Cup champion in the KHL. Won gold with the Olympic Athletes of Russia in Olympic Games in 2018. In his NHL debut January 13th, still looking for his first point in game number 8. Here's Tkachuk out in front looking for Mangiapane, but he can't settle down the bouncing puck. Kerfoot will dance in behind the Maple Leafs net. He gives it away to Mangiapane, who centers it, but his pass to Lindholm is broken up. Lindholm then gets tripped up. No penalty call, though. Tanev will pick it up near half boards. Tanev spins and plays it right point to Nordstrom, who's covering for him. Nordstrom is shot, but he sails wide of Hutchinson's net. Now it's played left point to Hanifin. Hanifin near half boards to Tanev. Back to the blue line to Lindholm. There is a penalty call coming up against the Leafs. Flames get an extra attacker onto the ice. Here's Tanev. Into the near corner to Mangiapane, who gives it to Gaudreau. But even though the Leafs didn't have possession of the puck there, they touched it briefly, which was good enough to get a whistle. And I guess they did see that trip on Elias Lindholm.
I wasn't sure if they did. The back referee makes the call. Brad Meyer was closest to where the infraction happened. He didn't make the call. As the Flames, 1-for-4, about to have power play number 5 is Mikko Lehtinen, who helped Finland to the World Championship in 2019, takes a seat.
Leafs with the defensive zone draw, and Brody will blast it up the boards. Not out. Lindholm holds it in right point. Gets Tkachuk, but his pass hops by Monahan, and the puck will slide into the Flames zone.
Here's where you really want to be aggressive. You could potentially deliver a knockout punch right here.
Just don't give up another shorthanded goal, that's all. We'll give it up 4, which is most in the league. Here's Tkachuk in the near quarter. Right point to Anderson. Back to Tkachuk. He's got his 100th NHL goal in this game. Tkachuk will leave it behind for Monahan. Monahan slides it right point to Anderson. Anderson across to Gaudreau, steps it and shoots. Good blocker save by Hutchinson. Now Monahan has it. Leaves it for Lindholm, who drops it back to Anderson at the blue line. Minute 15 left of the power play. Anderson gives it to Gaudreau, walks into the far corner, spins and leaves it left point for Anderson. Anderson will rim it around, up the near boards to Lindholm. Lindholm backs it up to the blue line to Anderson, who plays it a high slot to Monahan. He shoots. That shot's tipped. Tkachuk jamming away. Can't knock it in. And Monahan scores! Sean Monahan backhands the puck by Michael Hutchinson. His first goal in 13 games makes it 3-0 Flames.
Derek, sometimes it never ceases to amaze me when you play well and you're around it, and Sean Monahan was ready to go from his first shift tonight, And good work in front by Matthew Tkachuk. Monahan follows up. The Flames have their second power play goal. Monahan a multi-point game. And he gives it a big fist pump. And the Flames have a 3-0 advantage.
Sean Monahan now just 3 goals away from becoming the 9th player in franchise history to score 200. That is a big goal for him and a big goal for the Flames early in this third period versus the Maple Leafs. Here comes Nylander out to center ice. He crosses the red line and then loses the puck as he crosses the Flames' blue line. And then Kritik fires it right into Tanev's head. And out centered in front, Barabanov shoots and he's stopped by Rittich. Puck ends up hopping behind the Flames' net. Tanev, flat on his face, still pokes it up the fireboards to Lucic, who clears it out. Boy, what a great play by Chris Tanev when it looked like he had nothing there, Louis. Still helped the Flames clear the zone. Here comes Tavares across the red line. Moves the right wing side to Spezza. Spezza back to Tavares, who gets stood up and knocked down by Anderson. Big open ice body check there by Rasmus Anderson and John Tavares. Gaudreau will carry it across the Maple Leafs line. Bounce it behind his back to Monahan, who gives it back to Gaudreau. Tries to flip it out in front, but puck gets knocked down. And here comes Boyd up the right wing side across center. Flips it by Giordano. Chases it. Catches up to it behind the net. Taps it into the near corner. Patan, a sharp angle shot. Sticked aside by Rittich. And here come the Flames. 2-on-2 to center. Gaudreau one-handed by Lettinen. Chase it deep into the Maple Leafs zone. Gaudreau and Bennett in there in the forecheck. I've really liked this line of Monahan, Gaudreau, and Bennett tonight. How about you?
Oh, basically from shift number one.
Glenn Godden out there for a rare shift. We'll clear the puck to center. Maple Leafs bring it back in. Riley, and up the left wing side. Centers it, and Marner is robbed by Rittich, who makes his best save of the game. And now here's Marner. Back to the right point to Brody. Brody shoots that shot tip and then stopped, and Rittich will hold on.
David Rittich is having some night. He has been outstanding with a capital O. Right down Main Street came Mitch Marner on a lovely feed from the left wing boards, courtesy of Morgan Riley, who has 5 assists so far against the Flames this season. And Rittich with a great right pad, wonderful reaction save.
What a clutch performance by a guy who didn't know he was starting. Or at least we don't think he knew he was starting.
We didn't know.
You're right. He probably knew, but
didn't look like that at the morning.
We thought it was
going to
be Jacob Markstrom.
Though.
Yeah. There's Marner with a shot wide of the Flames net. Puck held in left point by Riley. He plays it in behind the net. Kerfoot centers. Matthews can't corral it in front. And here comes Tkachuk. Moves it up the middle to Mangiapane. Tries to get the puck back to Tkachuk. Pass is picked off, and now Kerfoot will flip it in behind the Flames net as we get to the 6-minute mark of the third period at Scotiabank Arena. There's 3-0 Flames. Here's Marner centering it in front. Matthews a shot, and it's off the outside of the post. Back to the right point, Brody. Saucers it across. Riley with a shot that flutters wide of the Flames net. And now here's Riley again. Right point to Brody. Brody returns the puck to Riley. Riley walks the line. Just holds it in, steps it up the left wing side, centers it in front, but his pass is broken up by Hannafin, and the Flames will clear it down the ice. They're tired, though, and won't be able to change here, Lou, because they're called for icing.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes Save of the Game. Build a home that captures what's most important to your family with Shane Holmes' Love It or Customize It philosophy. It's more affordable than you think. Visit ShaneHolmes.com. It's a better way to build. And Derek, managing the game. Little things make a difference from here on in, especially. Flames had a chance to get the puck in all 200 feet, turned it over at the Leafs line, and now they're exhausted.
Here's Lettinen, near half-boards. He'll back it up to the blue line to Bogosian. He slides it far side. And now Barabanov whips one wide of the net. Here's Lettinen sneaking in. Leaves it behind for Tavares. Maple Leafs captain gives it to Nylander, drops it. Barabanov. Back to the right point to Bogosian with a shot through some traffic, gloved by Rittich. Important save as he holds on, and the Flames can make a line change, and boy, did they need one.
Did they ever. And Andrew Mangiapane, who does not make many mistakes, was the one who turned it over at the line, but David Rittich sees it, gloves it, change, and a timeout.
So far, so good for the Flames at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, trying to snap their three-game losing streak and the Maple Leafs' three-game winning and four-game point streaks, and also trying to snap Austin Matthews' 16-game point streak. So far, check, 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 and check. We'll see if they can continue to check the Maple Leafs as effectively as they have so far tonight when we come back. But on goals by Bennett in the first, Tkachuk in the second, and Monahan in the third, it is Calgary 3 and Toronto nothing. And this is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Peter Lubardi is here for GSL Cadillac. GSL Cadillac is excited to announce the return of an exceptional lease opportunity. Get the expertly crafted 2021 Cadillac XT5 Premium Luxury all-wheel drive, equipped with all the luxury options you expect in a Cadillac. And get it all for an attractive offer of $595 per month for 48 months. Only at GSL Cadillac, your Cadillac specialist.
GSL Cadillac City.
On the trail beside the bow.
Hockey Central at Noon is where Calgary hockey fans come to hear all things Flames and the NHL. Weekdays at 12 p.m.
The show starts with a big dose of Lou.
Flames color analyst Peter Lubardius gets everybody up to speed on the latest from your Calgary Flames and all the major and breaking stories in hockey. Start your lunch off with Lubo. Peter Lubardius on Hockey Central at Noon is brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Imagine your life, your style, your home. Gemini Group Home Renovations knows that your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
Hockey Central at Noon, Monday to Friday, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary Flames Radio.
Calgary Flames Radio is Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Flames only play here. Only play here. Listen on 960 AM. Stream at sportsnet.ca/960. Use the Sportsnet or Radio Player Canada mobile apps. Always on your smart speaker. Home for your Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Under 13 minutes remaining of the third period in Toronto. The Maple Leafs trail the Calgary Flames 3-0 in the first of back-to-back games between the Scotia North Division rivals. Flames it on the forecheck. Backlund digs the puck out and plays it right point to Anderson. Slides it across the line to Giordano. But Dubé gets pushed into the Maple Leafs net by Riley. And we've got a stoppage.
Brand new for this season. We've partnered with Brightside by ATB. They'll bring us, at least Patty will, Flames Roundup highlights twice a week. Patty puts those together. They're available on Twitter, Facebook, and our website. Flames Roundup Highlights brought to you by the fine folks at Brightside by ATB, a new banking app to help you spend and save for what you love. And so far, if you're a Flames fan, you love this one. They have a 3-0 third period lead in Toronto.
Frederick Anderson not dressed for the Maple Leafs tonight. Michael Hutchinson, the starter. Joseph Wall, the backup. On the one-year anniversary of David Ayers coming in as the emergency backup for the Hurricanes and helping them beat the Maple Leafs.
What an incredible night that was.
Puck to the right point. Tanev a shot off a body and wide of the Maple Leafs net. Here's Gaudreau. Pinned to the boards by Tavares. Puck ends up coming free for Gaudreau in the near corner, and he'll drop it off to Monahan, who's got a goal tonight. Monahan shoots, is stopped. A nice right pad kick save by Hutchinson. And the Maple Leafs will clear it out to center.
Look at Sean come back there in the middle of the ice on the back track.
Outstanding. Now the Flames will knock it out to the neutral zone. Nylander will drop it off to Brody. He slips it up the left wing side. Lettinen back to Brody with a shot off Backlund's stick. And the little deflect over the glass and out of play. As we bring you this game from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth. Shop the buyer's market event. With over 200 vehicles to choose from and amazing deals. Only at Calgary's number one volume Toyota dealer, South Point Toyota.
Well, Sean Monahan missing the last two games, re-energized, and has had a massive impact with a goal and an assist.
He's got a big smile on his face over on the Flames bench. We've got a penalty call coming up here. It's going to be on the Flames. So the Maple Leafs, who unbelievably are 0 for 5 on the power play, and that includes a, what was it again, 1 minute and 36 second long 5-on-3 two-man advantage. We'll head to the man advantage for the sixth time tonight, and Flames top penalty killing defenseman Mark Giordano is the guilty guy.
Tripping is the call. Is he pulled down. Austin Matthews, Mark didn't like it. We'll see if the Leafs can finally get on track here.
Leafs with the defensive zone draw, and Hanifin will shoot it down the ice. Austin Matthews with 18 goals in 18 games this season, on pace to become the sixth player in NHL history to score 50 goals in their team's first 50 games. The others, Maurice Richard, Mike Bossy, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Brett Hull. That's not a bad list, Luke.
It's a pretty incredible list is what it is. Wayne only did it in 39.
That is unbelievable.
Five in the game that got him to 50.
Against the Sabres, right?
I think it was against the Philadelphia Flyers.
You know what? You might be right. I think he did score his 50th against the Sabres one season, but you got a way better memory than I do.
He broke Phil Esposito's record against the Sabres.
Ah, Bucky beyond the Flames net. Tavares in there battling forward, as is Matthews, who digs it out and plays it right point to Riley. Riley, top of the far circle, over to Tavares. Backs it up to the blue line to Riley. Riley near side, Marner with a shot, but it's blocked by Tanev. Flames certainly have been willing to pay the price with blocked shots tonight. Riley to Tavares with a shot, but it's off the heel of his stick and wide. Now Hennepin and Matthews are all tangled up in the corner as the puck will come across the blue line, and Marner has to dive to keep it away from Backlund. That was a really smart play by Mitch Marner, because Michael Backlund would have had a shorthanded breakaway.
Some effort by Marner as he just like dove like he was jumping into a pool, and you're right, Derek, well described. Michael has a breakaway if he doesn't.
Gerfrid will fling the puck in beyond the Flames' net. 40 seconds left in this Maple Leafs power play. 10-10 to play in the third period at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Well, the Flames have a 3-0 lead. Nordstrom will nudge the puck into the near corner. Kalamaki takes a hit, but still makes the play and clears it out as Giordano steps out of the penalty box. 6-for-6 on the PK. What a great job by the Flames against the Maple Leafs' top-ranked power play. Now Lettinen sails one over top of Riddick's head. Puck picked up by Tanev in the near corner. He gives it to Gaudreau. He chips it off to Wards and out. And now Lettinen will dish it off to Dermott. Plays the puck to Patan. He gives it back to Dermott, who moves it ahead to Kerfoot, who comes across center and now into the Flame zone. Kerfoot up the right side, trying a shot, but it's blocked by Shillington, who's been solid in his season debut.
Not a lot of work, but you're right. Simple, effective, yep. Hasn't tried to do too much.
Here's Kerfoot, left wing side to Engvall. Flip the puck into the far corner. BC catches up to it, bats it up the near boards to Engvall. He plays it down low. His pass slides by McKayev, but back to BC. Former Hobie Baker Award winner. Bumped off the puck by Lucic. And Lucic will pick it out to center ahead to Backlund, and he'll bring it across the Maple Leafs blue line. Backlund delaying, will slip it in behind the net. Dubé in there on the forecheck for the Flames, as is Lucic. Brody protects the puck and moves it up the far side to McKayev, who crosses center with it. McKayev into the Flames zone. Bounces it off Engvall, sticking in behind the net. Tanev takes Engvall down as he chases after it, but Vesey will pick it up in the corner and move it down low. Puck set it in front. Bounces by Engvall. Leafs need to make a change here, but they're still attacking in the offensive zone with this line. Flames will clear it out to center ice. They'll start the change with now just over 8 minutes remaining in regulation time, and Calgary leading in Toronto by a count of 3-0. Brody will shoot it in beyond the Maple Leafs net. Anderson and Tavares fighting for it along the end boards. It pops out of the pile and into the far corner. Barabanov hit by Hanifin. Move it down low, and now Tavares will poke the puck to Nylander, who plays it left point to Hall. All up the far side to Riley. He's been dangerous all night. Riley gives the puck to Barabanov, who gets hit by Hanifin. But Tavares is there to pick it up. He gets taken off the puck by Tkachuk. Flames can't clear it as Tavares shoots it. That shot deflects wide to the near corner. Now Tkachuk battling with Hall for it. Hall wins that fight for the puck. He gives it right to Hanifin. He bounces it off Tkachuk and over to Lindholm. And finally, the Flames will clear it out. Tavares being hassled by Lindholm. He'll back it up to Riley. He crosses his blue line. Moves it up the middle. Bank pass ahead to Kerfoot. He twists up the near boards and drops the puck to Marner. Marner centers it in front. Matthews shoots. Gets stopped. Loose puck. And Riddick covers it.
outstanding box out by the captain, Mark Giordano, who has spent a lot of time as this game has gone along with Chris Tanev, and not just on the penalty kill. And he saved a goal with a good box out and a little help from David Rittich, who has provided more than just a little help on the way to this 3-0 advantage.
32 saves on 32 shots so far, and you know, with the Maple Leafs trailing 3-0, more are coming the way of the Flames goaltender before the end of this one. We'll see if he can weather the storm when we come back. It is the Flames 3 and the Maple Leafs nothing. Back with more of the third period at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, and a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Pat Steinberg has your sports drive at 5. Weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. He's all over the Flames, the North Division of the NHL, and more. Whatever's the big story in sports, it'll be covered on the Sports Drive at 5. Listen in your vehicle, on your phone, your tablet, or on your smart speaker. Sports Drive at 5 is brought to you by South Trail Hyundai. Fall in love with low payments from 0% plus no payments for 3 months. Check out South Trail Hyundai. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary Flames hockey continues on the air, online, and on the Sportsnet mobile app. Always on your smart speaker. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary.
On the scoreboard in this game, it's the Flames 3 and the Maple Leafs nothing. And now joining us with a look at the Envision Custom Renovations out-of-town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
This is the only lopsided score on the scoreboard. Everything else is close. How about the Panthers? They've got 48 shots on net. They lead the Dallas Stars 2-1 in the third period. Lightning up 3-2 on the Hurricanes. That game also in the third period. It's Islanders 3, Sabres 2 late in the third, while the Kings have a 1-0 edge on the St. Louis Blues midway through the second.
Here's Riley at his own blue line. Riley slides the left wing side to Kerfoot. He flips it in behind the Flames net. The Chuck waiting for it. Lifts it off the glass and ahead to Lindholm, and he'll clear it out to center ice. Lou, I really liked Matthew Tkachuk's game tonight. How about you?
Oh, I'm exactly in the same boat. Physical, been around it, made good plays.
Big body check on Maple Leafs captain John Tavares, and his 100th career NHL goal. Good night for 19 in white. Here comes Riley stepping in, trying to center it in front. Pass broken up by a diving Anderson. The Maple Leafs hold the puck, and for a moment at least, as Anderson now knocks down Matthews, and Mangiapane will skate it across center and pitchfork it in behind the Maple Leafs net. Here comes Riley across his blue line to the red line. He'll fire the puck off the referee, who goes down, and Michael Markovic is shaken up. Back on his feet, thankfully, but that one had to hurt.
Might have stunned him more than anything else. I'm just delighted that he didn't take it in the face.
We'll take a timeout with 5:42 to play in the third period. It is the Flames 3 and the Maple Leafs nothing. We'll see if Calgary can snap Toronto's 3-game winning and 4-game point streaks, and more importantly, their own 3-game losing streak when we come back. This is Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer, Rhett Warner, and Ryan Pinder. Weekday mornings right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Your morning ritual. On the air, stream online, download the Sportsnet mobile app, and always on your smart speaker. Missed a show? Get the podcast.
Text into the show anytime. Keep it clean, of course. 960-960. Normal data rates may apply. The Sportsnet 960 text line. Brought to you by SML Entertainment. Making family time more exciting with pool tables, pinball, ping pong, beachcomber, and caldera hot tub. And more. Visit smlentertainment.com.
Boomer in the morning, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Calgary.
The Radio Player Canada mobile app. 500 free radio stations all on one app. Music, news, sports, talk in both official languages. Discover radio through the search feature, and the recommendations list picks according to your personal tastes. Search by format or by location. Use it on your smartphone or tablet. Download today and listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan anywhere. home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, all sports radio. Flames hockey continues.
And in breaking news from Toronto, after Michael Markovic gets hit, the referee, and needed a timeout, then one of the ice girls in Toronto took down the linesman during the commercial timeout. These teams, by the way, will meet again Wednesday. We'll have it for you, starting with Flames warm-up at 4. And Derek and I will have all the action from the South Point Toyota broadcast booth at 5. And we want to thank our friends at Envision Customs Renovations for their sponsorship. Al and company over there.
Al and Jody just moved into a beautiful new office. Congrats to them and their team.
Good people.
Battle for the puck, deep in the Flames zone. Tanev spins and dishes it off to Dubé. He slides it out to center, and Lucic will catch up to the puck of the Maple Leafs line and drop it to Backlund. He just about took off the referee's head as he dumps it in behind the Maple Leafs net. Dubé in there in the forecheck, Lucic two. And now make it three as Backlund comes into the pile for the Flames. Puck stuck in some skates along the near boards will spurt out. Lucic in hot pursuit of Holland behind the net as Hall will reverse it up the near boards to Brody. And he'll poke it out of the Maple Leafs zone and into Flames territory with just under 5 minutes remaining in the third period in Calgary, leading Toronto 3-0. Flames with a goal in each of the three periods. Bennett scoring in the first, Tkachuk in the second, and Monahan in the third. Loose puck at the Maple Leafs line. It's cleared out. Matthews will settle it down, skate it into the Flames zone, spin and drop to Marner. Marner rims it around to the near boards. Gaudreau will grab it and try to clear it, but he can't. Marner holds it in, gives it to Matthews, who drops Kerfoot. Back to Matthews, trying to bust in, but he's pushed off the puck by Giordano. Matthews will leave it in the far quarter for Kerfoot. Tries to go down low, but his pass misses Marner. Riley will pinch in and pick up the puck and throw it into the far quarter to Kerfoot. Kerfoot, high slot, looking for Lettinen, but ends up bouncing away from him and right to Anderson, who lifts it off the glass and down the ice. Icing waved off as Bennett steals it. Bennett centers it, but it takes a weird hop, and Gaudreau can't get his stick on it. He was all alone in front of the Maple Leafs net.
Boy, that was a late call, too.
Manifin will take over beyond the Flames net. Give it to Tkachuk. Clears it out. And now Lettinen shoots it right back in. Boyd after it in the near quarter. Slide at left point to Dermott. Dermott over to Lettinen with a shot that deflects over top of Riddick's net. And Tanev can't control it. Boyd will pick it up. Spin and shoot. Bouncing puck. And somehow Riddick keeps it out. 3.5 to play in the third period. But the Flames still leading the Maple Leafs 3-0. Here's Boyd. Ahead to Spezza, who weaves his way in. Spezza spins and centers. Boyd tripped up in front, but maybe not a bad penalty for the Flames to take as Travis Boyd was busting towards the net, and he gets hauled down, and the Maple Leafs are going to head to the power play for a seventh time tonight.
3:13 left in the game as Andrew on his way to the penalty box for pulling down the former Washington Capital, Travis Boyd, who had a goal against the Flames in the second meeting of these two teams, his first game of the season.
Yeah, he was a healthy scratch in the first 8 games, but has 3 goals and 6 points since then. Nice depth addition for Kyle Dubas and the Maple Leafs. Well, big penalty kill coming up for the Flames. 3:13 left of the third period. They lead the Maple Leafs 3-0, and Sheldon Keefe has pulled his goaltender. So they've got a 6-on-4 two-man advantage with a face-off to David Riddick's right. Flames win the defensive zone draw, and the puck gets by the player at the right point and slides down the ice. Now the good news is, because they're shorthanded, the Flames can shoot for the empty net here, Lou.
It is good news. With this team, it still doesn't feel like it's in the bank.
Nope. Highest-scoring team in the league. Maple Leafs looking for their first of the night. Matthews gets it in deep, but it's cleared high off the glass and right back down the ice. Excellent start to this penalty kill for the Flames. It is powered by GSL Cadillac. It's back. Lease the 2021 Cadillac XT5 Premium Luxury All-Wheel Drive for $5.98 per month for 48 months from Lou's friends at GSL Cadillac. Here's Tavares with a shot, blocked by Tanev. And now Spezza picks the puck up. Maple Leafs with their goaltender on the bench. And an extra attacker on the ice and on the power play, so it's 6-on-4, two-man advantage. Riley, right point to Marner with a slap shot that he can't get through, a bunch of bodies in front. And Lindholm can't clear it out. Here's Nylander, left point to Riley. Across the blue line to Marner, who drops it back to Riley with just under a minute remaining in the Maple Leafs power play. Riley in the high slot, slides it near quarter to Matthews. He gives the puck to Nylander, who skips it back to the blue line, but Riley can't keep it in, and the Maple Leafs have to reset out at center. Flames start to switch up their penalty killers as Tavares comes it up the left wing boards and moves it in behind the net, but his pass is intercepted. Flames try to clear, but can't. Marner holds it in for the Maple Leafs. Moves it to Matthews, goes down low to Tavares. Leafs captain returns the puck to Matthews, who backs it up to the blue line to Marner. 20 seconds left in the power play. Marner to Matthews, out in front, but his pass is intercepted by Lindholm. The Flames have a 2-on-1 with an empty net. Bennett shoots, and he misses it. Sam Bennett from the top of the circle misses the empty Leafs net. 10 seconds left in this Flames penalty. Here comes Matthews across the red line, and now into the offensive zone. He drops. Tavares out in front looking for Matthews or Nylander. Misses both of his Maple Leafs teammates as the Flames are back to full strength. Maple Leafs try a shot, but deflects off a body and over the glass and out of play with 1 minute and 5 seconds remaining in regulation time. The Leafs running out of time, but Bennett could have hammered the final nail into their coffin if he had put that puck into the empty net, Lou.
Elias Lindholm, so unselfish, waited till the perfect time. Sam had a great look at it from about 25 feet and flat out missed, looking for his second of the game in what would have been his first multi-goal game since February 15th of last year against Chicago.
I will give Mitch Marner credit for diving and getting into Sam Bennett's shooting lane there. Forced him to try to put it inside the goalpost instead of into the middle of the net. Another excellent defensive play by Marner. Right of the final 50 seconds now. The Flames lead the Maple Leafs 3-0 as Bogosian takes over behind Hutchinson's net and swings it up to left wing side, Lettinen. He'll bounce it off his skate. Tkachuk knocks it down at his blue line, though, and bounces it down the ice. Here's Bogosian. Tries a pass, but misses Barabanov, and that leads to an icing call with 31.7 seconds left.
Derek, just a little preview. We're going to have a little different twist on the hardest working Flame tonight. Yeah, a little different twist.
All right, I like it.
Patty's over here going, oh, my goodness, what's this
going to
be?
What are you doing? Flames on an offensive zone draw. Shillington with a shot, a bit of a knuckle puck, but it's handled by Hutchinson. And now Patan will pick it up and skip it out to center. Here comes Boyd across the Flames line with 20 seconds to go. He drops. Barabanov cuts in, but coughs it up. And now Dubé will pick the puck up and clear it out. Backlund pushed off the puck as the Leafs dump it in. Riddick will stop it and stick handle with it in behind his net. Wants to kill the clock himself with 5 seconds left. He hands the puck off to Valimaki, who runs the clock out, and that will do it. David Riddick shuts out the highest scoring team in the NHL. And the Flames snap their three-game losing streak, and the Maple Leafs three-game winning and four-game point streaks. A huge 3-0 triumph at Scotiabank Arena.
David's last shutout came November the 2nd, 2019, in a win in Columbus, and we loved him for that because we didn't have to hear that stupid cannon go off. What an incredible performance tonight by David. Just dialed in right from the get-go, made so many terrific saves, and has recorded his fourth career goose egg in the process at a time when this team needed it, and in the worst way, would not properly describe the way they require to win.
Yeah, they desperately needed to pick up a pair of points tonight. They get goals from Sam Bennett in the first. Matthew Tkachuk scores his 100th career NHL goal on the power play in the second, snapping a 9-game goalless streak in the process. And then Sean Monahan scores on the power play in the third, his first goal in 13 games. So two Flames snipers get off the schneid tonight. And David Riddick, who wasn't even supposed to start this hockey game, with a 34-save shutout.
Derek, I wonder if Jacob Markstrom was potentially hurt in warm-up today.
No, because we knew We knew late in the afternoon that he wasn't going to get the start tonight, right? Pat, if you want to jump in, what was the timing on that?
Well, was it not reported today that was Markstrom in the morning skate?
Yes. He was in the morning skate.
Right. And that's why I'm making that comment.
It sounds like David knew sometime this morning that he was starting is kind of what it sounds like. But Markstrom was in the starter's net at morning skate today and was projected to start by the Flames when they sent out their projected lineup tonight.
So it does.
Maybe he tweaked something in the morning skate.
It does make you wonder a little bit. You know, we talked in the pregame show about, you know, was he fighting something? And I wouldn't be surprised, as we alluded to, do you go back to the Vancouver game when he took that hellacious.
With Tanner Pearson?
Yes, collision there. But anyway, the big story
is. It worked out.
It's not Jacob. It is just a phenomenal effort by David Rittich. Yeah. You just have to tip your cap.
A big game by Big Save Dave, and the Flames stop the bleeding. They defeat the first overall Maple Leafs by a final score of 3-0, and finally a bit of a break for Pat on overtime because I think he was on the air until 5:30 a.m. Leading into the morning show after the Flames' last loss.
Close. There was no morning show that day.
Oh, well, okay, well.
Could have gone on until 7.
Well, they should. That lazy. They should be on Sunday.
You need to spend more time.
Yeah, exactly. But hopefully it's a little bit earlier night for you, Pat. Although, you know, Flames fans have a lot to talk about, I'm sure, after a 3-0 victory over the Maple Leafs. And Pat will be there to answer their questions and have a chat with everybody on the text line at 960-960 and the phone line as well. But coming up before that, Pat's going to host the post-game show live from the Envision Custom Renovations Hot Stove Lounge. And that, and then the Overtime Call-In Show coming up next. Once again, the final score at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. David Rittich with a 34-save shutout of the highest-scoring team in the National Hockey League as the Flames defeat the first overall Maple Leafs 3-0.